Yes,
we're here. And
what?
Christopher Dorner, you got to get out. You got to get out, Christopher.
I don't know. I feel kind of weird talking about this right now, actually.
No. It's what's going on, man. It's How happening. Can we not talk about it? Can you imagine he's in there and they want to get him out and he's like,
leave Hulk alone!
he is like, don't make him angry type
of guy. Yeah, he is like a
fucking... You make Hulk angry! You not like Hulk angry!
He is, I would say that's a good, a superhero,
That's a good impersonation of Chris Dorner. Thank you very much. I've been rehearsing all weekend long for that.
You make Dorner angry.
Dorner!
You make Hulk angry. You not like Hulk angry.
We do not like him angry, actually. That is one scary individual.
Yeah, so Christopher Dorner, what do you think, Rob?
What do I think? I think this whole thing's, it's almost like a movie. You know that?
It is. It's pretty much is.
He's the good guy, you know, the shooter with Mark Wahlberg or someone like that, like he's framed.
Yeah.
There's stuff going on there, you know?
It's always the government coming after you.
Right, exactly. Well, I mean, he thinks pretty much everyone's against him now, too. Yeah. So that's the crazy thing about him, you know?
That is wild. That is wild. Thank you for joining us today. It is Radio Time. I'm your host, Ricky Skietla, with my guest, Rob DeRocha. Merging into a Izquierda Derecha team here. If some of you gringos don't understand what that means, it's left, right, izquierda, derecha.
Izquierda Derecha.
Izquierda Derecha. Yeah. What we have today is the story of Christopher Dorner, who ex-LAPD guy, got fired by the LAPD because he claims...
Well, okay, I'll go into the manifesto.
Did
you read this entire thing? you did not.
Part of it I did.
It's kind of, it's a little long, I think, you know, like for a manifesto. I mean, does manifesto mean like long length?
Yeah, I think maybe that's why they fired him. They said, this is too long to read. We don't have time to read this.
You think he got fired because he wrote things too long?
Yeah, it's too much information. It's too much information right now, and we're just going
to
fire you.
One thing that I've always gathered from every cop movie is the fact that no one likes to do paperwork.
Nobody likes to do paperwork,
we're gonna be
right?
We're filling out paperwork.
You're giving us more paperwork to do and to read here with this manifesto about you not liking cyclists and you not liking, what else?
Girl Scout
cookies? What else did this guy not like?
This guy gets a little crazy. Well, basically the whole thing's about his name. That's what it comes down to. He says his name, what is it? A word set of words by which a person, animal, place, or thing is known.
Yeah, he doesn't want to have. He doesn't want to get a bad name.
Right, reputation, title, just everything about his name. He just wants his name not to be tarnished. But he's going at it the wrong way.
Yeah.
I think manifesto starts off with him. I guess something to do with Teresa Evans. This is against the girl. This all started against a kick. I'm just going to break it down for some of you guys and give you the cliff notes because I wish Dorner actually made some cliff. I keep on calling him Donner. Do you know
that? I keep thinking Jeffrey Donner.
Yeah,
like
I know.
That.
The news actually was saying it a lot, too. They keep on messing up, too. I've heard it today.
But it's Dorner.
Yeah, Dorner. Dorner. Yeah, I guess Teresa Evans kicked a perp or a suspect in the chest and said some like racial thing or whatever. And he was there. He snitched, which is a big thing. If you watch a lot of cop movies, you never snitch on another cop.
Cops.
Yeah, even on Law and Order. You know, they always got each other's backs. So he went against that. And you know what, though? I mean, this is like criminal stuff, you know, like you don't snitch, right? So he got caught. They tried to prosecute this and that. So he got in trouble for telling.
Uh-huh.
He was a tattletale.
Uh-huh.
And it goes on and on. And he's like telling about his internal affairs and how Teresa Evans, who was known as the Chupacabra.
The Chupacabra.
Yeah. And the reason why is because she likes to make people bleed, I guess. And she got joy out of that.
A chick cop.
Yeah.
One of those butchers.
Butch. Basically, yes. That's what, you know, because later on he says how he hates lesbian cops or something that they're trying to prove something. But, I mean, this whole tirade just goes on and on and on. And he gets into, some other things about the police. And then he gets, you know what cracked me up, though? He starts talking about how He's going to be sad that he's going to miss the Walking Dead premiere.
Yeah. And then another TV show.
Shark Week. He's going to miss Shark Week.
And so he's pissed about that.
Yeah, he's very pissed. I mean, sorry, buddy. He could have saw it if he wasn't up in the woods. Which, by the way, I find it weird that a black man tries to go hide in Big Bear.
Yeah, of all places, Big Bear.
Of all places, like, that's kind of hard.
He would have been
difficult.
Better off in Compton, right?
Yeah, I think so.
I think he would have.
No, not really, because there's that $1 million thing, so you know someone's going
to... So where does he go? Because I think the reason he didn't go to Mexico, he'll stand out there. Big black dude.
Yeah.
Well, in Mexico, all short Mexicans.
Where could he have gone? Like, he can't go on a plane, obviously.
Think up north?
I don't know.
Canada?
I just keep on thinking The Fugitive. You know, like, this guy there's a one-armed man out there that actually fucked this guy over, I think.
Really?
Yeah, that's what I think happened.
We have a phone call right now. If you want to call in, 800-893-9562. And right now, who are we talking to?
Hello.
Yeah, who's this?
This is Donald Ripken.
Donald Ripken. And
fuck yeah, it is.
What's that, Donald?
I said, hell yeah, it is.
Oh, hell yeah, Donald Ripken. Why are you calling us today? What do you have anything to say about?
I was calling you to talk to you about the guy, the Dorner, the cop killer.
The cop killer, Christopher Dorner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One that looks like the cool LLJ.
Yes. The cool
LLJ. The Kool-Aid JJ. Yeah.
Yeah, whatever his fucking name is.
Yeah.
Anyways, what was I saying about him?
Sir, are you drinking?
Are you okay, sir? Have you been taking any Quaaludes or are you smoking or?
Hell no, I'm sober as a whistle.
Okay.
So what's your opinion about what's going on?
Well, I want to say that I hope that he's gone high and dry by now. I hope he's out of there. I hope he's gone.
You're hoping he escaped?
Absolutely. Those fucking pig cop motherfuckers. Hey, you know what they got me for?
What did they get you for?
All right, I make films.
You make films?
What kind of films? Porn films?
You can call them that.
Okay. Why? Is there naked people in it?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Indubitably.
We made a famous one. It's really nasty. People got sued. Whole bunch of stuff happened. I don't want to say, but I'll just say the number two is in the title.
The number two is in the towel.
The title of the film.
You were just dropping the F-bomb, and now you don't want to say the shit word. Like,
the number two, the poo-poo, is in the towel.
No, you jackass. Number two.
Number two, who are you talking about? Austin Powers, Robert Wagner? I don't know who's the number two.
The number two's in the goddamn title. What the hell's the matter with
you? Oh, the number two is in the goddamn title. Okay, excuse me. Sorry, go ahead.
Damn. I hope the cop killer comes and kills you, fucking dumbass.
Hey, why would you say that? Hey. Hold on.
What are you from the past?
What happened?
What is up with you?
What happened, Sanford and Son? Like, yeah, jeez. Hey.
I'll tell you. I'll tell you. If you let me talk.
Okay.
I moved from Louisville, Kentucky to L.A. some years ago. Had a little bit of rodeo horses. Rodeo horses was my thing.
Okay, does this relate with Christopher Dorner?
Where are we going, sir?
Yeah,
where are we going?
Listen, I'm going to tell you.
You need to spit it up.
Somebody approached me and said, do you want to make a video called Two Guys on a Horse? And I said, yep.
Two guys
and
on a horse.
That was the internet video that ruined my life because I had to deal with people from the LAPD.
I see. Okay, so you got busted for making a movie of horses having sex with men?
Something like that.
Well, yeah, you should be arrested for that.
You should be arrested. That's disgusting.
Yeah, but listen. Here's the thing. It went viral on the internet. That's all that matters. All I did was supply the horse. You know what I mean?
Okay. Did you make money?
Hell, shit, yeah, dude. You hear I'm Donald fucking Ripken, man.
You're Donald Ripken. From what city, Donald?
I goddamn told you I live in L.A. I moved from Louisville, Kentucky.
Louisville, Kentucky. All right.
We got a special guest here,
Donald, that wants to ask you some questions. Mr. Brian Scolaro.
This was the most interesting part of the show. I didn't want to miss it. This guy, he's not real.
No way. Man, Brian, you got him.
Maybe you ain't real.
Oh, shit.
I think he's just some.
God damn it.
God damn it. I was like, I can't say that on the whole of this part.
Hey, do you have family, Ronald?
It's Donald, sir.
Donald. Hey, do you have family? Would you be afraid if your family was on that list? If you were on that list that guy was, would you be afraid?
Well, do you hear his list?
Yeah, his list.
His list.
I think you're on there, man.
A whole bunch of cops is on that list.
There was also cyclists.
There's something about a guy with some horses.
Yeah, the guy fucking horses. Is top. I think he's fifth on the list. And his daughter.
And your horse.
She only fucked
punks. And your horse is on the list, too.
Your horse is on the list.
Donald.
Trigger.
My horse was not on any list. Now, if he was probably a good police officer, and that's why they don't like him.
Okay.
I don't think he's a good police officer. He killed innocent people. The daughter didn't frame him.
Yeah, exactly. I don't agree with anything that he's doing.
That wasn't when he was a cop.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. I mean, you have to. It's like it's his overall quality of his character.
How do you know what she
God
did?
God, fuck! I'm the son of a bitch. Fuck!
Sucking dicks for nickels. You don't know what she does.
I thought I was trying to have an intelligent conversation with this guy. I don't know what I was saying.
I think what he's doing is wrong. I mean, he went apeshit. And you know what? I've lost my job, too. And I don't have a list of killing people. You know?
All right, Donald. Thank you for calling.
Good luck.
And we're really happy to hear about your horse. We got another call. Who's on the line?
Hello.
Hello. Thank you for coming, Brian.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah. We're going to get right to Brian, but we got a lot of callers on the line.
That's fine with me. I don't care.
Hello. Who's on the line?
This is Philippe.
Philippe.
What's going on, Skid Row?
What's going on, Philippe? How you doing? What do you think about this Christopher Dorn? Are you a supporter or are you part of the LAPD?
Hey, let me tell you, I'm in fully support.
Okay.
For the man known as CD.
That's
the new Robin Hood.
Oh, CD.
Christopher Dorner?
Initials.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
The Chris Dorner is CD, man.
Where's your accent from? Where is that? Is that French?
I think it's French.
Sounds like Cuban French.
You kidding me or what?
Oh, my God. Now it's on Cuban.
You kidding me or what?
I think you got to have a better screening process.
Absolutely.
What do you do? I shoot movies with shit in the title. It's of course it's fucking man.
Number two in the title.
All right, you're on first. Turn down your radio.
We got another caller.
Are you kidding me?
And we're screening. Are you kidding me? Who's calling?
Hi, it's Laura and Caitlin.
That's great.
Hey, we thought you were the two girls that Christopher Dorner kidnapped up in Big Bear. Brian, really quick, just to let you know, these two girls are from Toronto.
Okay,
about 2 weeks ago, they moved to L.A.
Oh, that's cool.
So we have them call in every week to hear their L.A. horror stories or dreams come true.
They rented a place off of Craigslist, and when they got there, I think they put $1,300 on. They got there. There's inflatable beds. It smelled like cat piss.
That's L.A.
Yeah. And then one of the girls likes to make out with guys.
Yeah.
Random dudes.
Yeah, just...
I think that might not be L.A. related.
It's not L.A. I think she did coke, right? You did some coke, or you got offered coke?
She's doing that. My heart went out to her first. Just another
one. So what's this? What's up, ladies? What's on the news?
Well, we've been hunting for apartments this whole week. That's been basically our 9 to
time out.
10.
Wait, didn't you get an apartment? I saw.
Yeah, you said you found Haytown.
We got a place. Are Are you guys excited for us?
No. Congratulations. Congratulations.
We wanted more horror stories. It makes the show better.
No. We almost moved into a shack behind a hostel called the Moon Path. Yeah.
Ooh, the Moon Path. All right.
That sounds horrible.
Where did you move to? Where did you move to?
We're in Koreatown.
K-Town.
North or south?
Yeah, that's just ha-ha.
Do you guys like karaoke?
You like it now.
It's karaoke everywhere.
I hate karaoke, actually.
Oh, that's the worst place to move to, then.
Yeah, we're screwed because every store has karaoke in the back. You don't know it, but it's there. Yeah.
Have you slept there yet? Is it decent? Is it safe?
Yeah, we slept there last night in a bed together because we only have one mattress right now.
Were you wearing pajamas or...
No, we were naked.
Naked, really?
Yeah, yeah, naked in a pillow fight. All right, that's great.
Sweet.
All right. I'm not enthusiastic about it because
really?
I don't believe you. I don't believe them.
Well, the cool thing is you can make them.
The thing is, I'm only interested. It's like I've already masturbated to lesbian on the internet and movies for my whole life. I need something more.
Oh, you don't know them. That's why. Met them personally.
But even it's like I never understood girls being like, you know, sexy on the radio. It's like,
really?
Am I going to pull over and masturbate?
From a voice?
Like, this is exciting, but it's like,
you mean you've never done that?
I almost rather talk to
masturbated by a voice? Yeah, I don't think I've ever done that. So, ladies, what else is new? Do you guys do any shows? What's happening?
No shows yet because we've been so focused on finding an apartment, but we're going to start making lots of videos soon.
Okay.
So stay tuned to our YouTube channel.
Looking forward to it.
Also, Laura has a story. She got woken up last night by something. Oh, yeah.
A cock?
What's that?
I don't know. Sorry, go ahead.
A cat. Go ahead.
So I threw a rock.
Threw a rock?
I got woken up by a cat masturbating at my window. That's what it sounded like, at least.
Come on.
Really?
How do they masturbate? They have claws.
Yeah, they can't masturbate.
Did you see her spread leg open or whatever, hind legs, I guess it would be?
She was in a rabbit?
Wait a minute. I know.
Yeah, did you have a rabbit?
What you heard last night was your neighbor's dinner. You know, you're in Koreatown. You gotta remember that.
that was a cat screaming for help. That's what that was.
That was a cat.
You know what? You might be right.
Yeah.
Meow, help. Meow, help.
That's what it was. It was awful.
All right. Well. Okay. All right. Well, that's we're not quite there yet. I thought for sure you girls went to Big Bear and you got mixed up with the
maybe
the
trying
black
to get
dude.
That $1 million.
I don't think Toronto was that great either. I got bed bugs in Toronto.
You got Toronto?
Toronto. I got bed bugs.
We went to pick up some mattresses today, and a lot of the big selling points in bold letters would say no bed bugs on the mattress, which I guess is a plus, but if they mentioned it so boldly, I feel like they're full.
You're probably from Toronto.
Were they used mattresses? You actually use, you bought a used mattress?
Interesting. Is it dip in the middle?
$33.
What was that?
How much?
$33.
That's disgusting.
There's a dead guy sewed into the bed.
Yeah, was it soiled?
No, we don't have bed sheets. Yeah. We have to sleep on this strange mattress.
Oh man, you girls better go to the doctor tomorrow. Okay, write this down. You got to go to the doctor and check your coochie out because something must have crawled up there.
Check your vagina,
mattress.
Too.
Yeah, check your vagina.
While you're at it, check your vagina.
Every entrance in your body, you better check it out.
From the dollar store today.
Where the hell did you buy this from? Were they like Hispanic? Were the Hispanic people selling it to you?
A whole bunch of different people. Yeah, a lot of Hispanic people. I bought this off like some weirdo off Craigslist, but it's 33
BC.
Who cares?
All right.
Roommates because we need a roommate to help us pay for rent. So
okay. How's the comedy going? By the way, Brian, they do sketch comedy.
Yeah, I forget when they said they had a YouTube channel.
Yeah. He's a listener. He listens. He's a carer.
So how is it going? How's the comedy going? Any shows you got?
No, remember they said that they're going to put up videos. You're not listening.
No. Have they gotten any shows booked?
Oh, no, they got nothing.
That's live.
It's like they had a real plan when they came here.
The thing is, single day, we've been trying to look for a place, and then we'd be so bummed out when we had nowhere to live. We were like, well, I don't feel like going and doing comedy, and then we go stay on Laura's uncle's couch again. So, like, now that we have a place, we're excited to actually go out and start doing real shows.
Yeah, we want to do some sketch comedy shows, if you guys know of any.
You guys should friend Brian Scalera on Facebook.
Go to the UCB.
Go to the UCB. There you go, girls.
UCB, Improv Olympic.
Okay. Yeah, they're good places to get involved in, especially UCB is getting a lot of people. The Groundlings on Melrose.
Yeah.
You know, the Groundlings we heard a lot about, too.
Yeah, check out UCB. It's in Los Feliz.
There's one on Franklin. Yeah, yeah, UCB. It gets crowded every...
Very hip. You'll be in movies in like a year if you hang out there.
Yeah. Thank you very much, girls.
They won't call me back.
Thank you for calling in.
We'll check back with you next
ladies.
Week.
Love you, too. We'll talk to you in a week.
Okay, right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
We got another... No more callers? Oh, we got another one?
All right, let's go.
All right, another one.
Who's this? Who's calling in?
Who's calling in? The topic is Christopher Dorner. Would you like to be on his list?
All right.
Hello.
Hello?
Yes?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
Hi,
how are you?
Here.
What's your name?
Great. Luis Lopez.
Luis Lopez. How you doing, Luis?
I'm good.
Okay, good. Hey, the topic today is Christopher Dorner. Would you like to be on his list? Did you ever get in trouble with the police?
Would you like to be on his list?
That's the first question.
Bro, time out. No one ever wants to be on a list.
What's
I'm
that?
I'm Hispanic, and I grew up in Beverly Hills.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
All right. And
already I know you're a liar.
Let me tell you the story. And my mother worked as a maid for a star. I can't say her name. And I had to constantly walk down Beverly Hills and get harassed by these cops because I'm Hispanic.
Right.
Okay.
I'm gay.
Wait, you're gay? That's a double fucking threat.
That's a double whammy, you bitch.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
So what are you going to say? That those people should have been killed?
The cops, yes. The innocent people, no.
The cops should have been killed?
Yes. If they're the cops that crossed
Did
Chris
the cops
Warner
kill you? Did the cops kill you? Did the cops kill you?
If they're innocent cops,
are you dead?
No.
Did the cops, and it's not even. You see what I'm saying? The even would have been if Christopher Dorner harassed them for years.
Yeah.
That would have been even.
Like if you put like poop on their doorstep on fire, that'd be like,
So your race and prior harassment has nothing to do with the fact.
Right, and he totally looks like LL Cool J if he didn't stop eating Twinkies.
Now we're talking.
Kind of hard to get into the thick of things.
Now we're on a subject like a deal.
What Hispanic are you? Like, where are you from? Like, where's your family
Ecuador.
From? Ecuador. Yeah, right. I love it. What a coinky dink, huh?
Oh, you're Ecuadorian too?
Yeah.
Are you serious? What part?
My family. Well, you tell me what part you're from. If you're Ecuadorian.
I'm from No Conoce, Ecuador.
Thank you for calling in, No Conoce, gay Hispanic Ecuadorian. Who lives in Beverly Hills?
This is a great screen. We have a great screen.
Not gonna say.
We're having fun here at this radio time. At least we're having fun. I don't care. Anybody out there.
That was a good line, man.
Wasn't it?
Not gonna say.
Do we have another call or is that it?
Okay. All right.
I think they all failed.
All right. let's go. I just want to say this. He says he's going to be sad. He's going to miss the Hangover 3. He says,
oh, really?
Yeah. Jeez. I mean, I just went, this thing was, did you read this thing?
No, but if that's in the manifesto, then it really pretty much throws what he has to say out the window.
Yeah, absolutely. Exactly.
That's what we were saying.
He's sad he's going to miss The Walking Dead, Shark Week.
he couldn't have got a cabin with TV?
Yeah. What do you think about it? Now, you were actually expressing yourself pretty good there for a while.
I'm just
Donald and and we didn't even get the last guy's name. Perico.
No, it was Lupe or something. It was Lupe.
You know, we're a very, very infant radio show. we're still pooping in our diapers here.
Yeah.
So we need to find stuff to entertain people some way, somehow.
Not going to say.
And so today, it was funny, Brian. Hey, at least I'm making you laugh. If I make Brian laugh, I'm happy. I don't care about anybody else. But
that was a good show.
today, it was all going down, this whole Brian Scalaro. And what we had planned was Brian Scalaro calling in. I mean, not Brian Scolaro. Chris Dorner. I'm sorry
Chris
about
Dorner.
That.
Dorner calling
Chris
in.
Dorner calling
but
in.
But then, you know.
He's calling in?
Yeah. I was trying to get, you know, so you know, people to do that. And then all of a sudden, yeah, it was going to be fun. It was going to be great.
We had it all planned out.
All of a sudden, he gets caught an hour before the show. And so we had to come up with.
He totally screwed us over.
That guy, he did.
He's on my list.
Yeah. Dude, I don't want to be on his list.
Yeah. I'm curious. We'll see what happened to the couple. That was in the cabin with him.
I know. In the cabin?
Supposedly.
He kidnapped
a couple.
Yeah. Two women?
No, yeah, he kidnapped a couple first.
No way.
Tied them up, stole their car.
Yeah.
Then went down the road. Then, this was the best part, the, what do they call the fish and hunting?
Yeah, yeah.
Security?
Yeah.
They're the ones that first shot fires with him.
Yeah, yeah. Okay,
the fish and hunting security guys. I don't know how they call them, right? And then all of a sudden, they were reporting that two cops were down, and they were thinking it was the fishing and hunting.
Yeah, it sounds like it. They,
right?
Yeah.
They immediately called and said, "Yeah, I'm calling from the fishing and hunting department. It wasn't our guys."
Wow.
That's all I want to say. Wow. We're happy to say it wasn't our guys. So, hey, there are some fishing and hunting cops out there,
yeah,
you know, that are really proud of themselves today that exchanged some gunfire with some big LAPD guy, man.
Fuck that place. I'm curious to see what happens. Everybody,
they're saying that he might have survived.
Everybody on AM radio is getting like talking about like
it's all over.
They did a blanket media thing, so they weren't allowed to let media in 7 miles. So they're saying it's like another Branch Davidian, and like to make it out to be like he had all these secrets and they silenced him.
Oh, wow.
And if you read this, he had a chance to tell people, but he chose to write about Shark Week.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's not like a giant. It's not like this guy needed to be silenced. This guy was a maniac.
Yeah, he was. He was, man.
He was supposed
to protect us.
Yeah.
He was the guy behind the gun.
They're making a big deal about him being silenced when he wrote a manifesto.
Yeah,
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. That's why people who are supporting him right now really got a first read.
Right. But everybody's so excited.
They need to read.
I think
read.
It's a movie. Calling him the
what
new
you got,
Django.
Rob? You got something on your mind?
I was going to say you should put on the... People are asking me how to get on to listen. Could you put the link on?
Oh, I thought it was already on.
No, well, I put up Scolaro's website up.
It's all over your stuff. Yeah, you just
I put Scolaro's website.
So Brian Scolaro, we're just going to go right into it. Brian Scolaro is with us.
Wait, before we do that... Okay.
What's happening? We're getting a beer?
No. Yeah. Oh, you got one. I see you got one.
I just want one.
I asked for water, and there's no water. Sounds like you want a beer. I'm like, all right.
We got a classy place here. Yeah. You got a really good beer.
Yeah, they don't get beer. They don't offer
Mexican beer.
Yeah, so visit the
check out what he says, too. He says about Tebow.
Tebow?
Yeah, he talks about Tebow. Take charge of the offense again and the game. You're not a good QB by today's standards, but you're a great football player who knows how to lead a team and win. So he's just like T-boying next year or whatever. He's just going all over the place.
He's talking about Christoph Waltz.
Yeah, he's Mark Rapist Sanchez. Christopher Waltz. He's Morgan Freeman.
Just tell him how great he was. That's it.
Daniel Day-Lewis.
He's better than Morgan Freeman.
They were all on the
He says he's got glimpses of Daniel Day-Lewis and Morgan Freeman-esque.
Were they all on the were they all on the line?
What do you mean?
On the list? Were they
no,
on the
they're
list?
They're not on the list of people to kill. His list is like on 128. He's got a bunch of cops just listed on there.
And apparently their daughters.
And their family, yeah. He's got their family on there.
I
wish like that. Your daughters can die in front of you or whatever. Like
that's crazy.
Oh,
I mean,
that's
why I don't understand how people can be idolizing this guy.
Yeah,
even a small minority of people. How can they be doing that?
No,
exactly.
Once you factor that in, then it's always and cop killing is already wrong. But if you want to factor in the fact that he's killing daughters of cops,
Brian, did you hear Howard Stern's clip on when he went to go ask the Obama supporters?
No.
Well, I mean, it was the most hilarious thing because he was asking all these questions like, would you want Obama to be continue his pro-life? And they're like, yeah, he needs it. So he was saying everything Obama wasn't for. And these people don't read.
Right.
These people don't read the news. They don't follow the news.
Yeah.
And they just kept on saying, I want him to be this and that. And they kept believing
Obama. Obama's not pro-life?
No, Obama was, he's pro-choice.
Oh, interesting.
He's pro-choice. And so basically, they were saying everything the opposite. And Romney, they were saying, do you think it'll be good that Obama runs with Romney? And they'd be like, yeah, Romney's good with him. Yeah, they make a good team. You know, and it was like they weren't making any sense at all. And it's like there's this part of society that doesn't listen.
Yeah. I'm not listening right now.
They feel like mouthing off more.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's what I think those Christopher Dorner supporters are.
I suppose. Like, that's why they're calling AM radio.
Yeah. So.
Interesting. Yeah, you're probably right.
Well, I don't know. But anyways, are we done with Dorner, Rob?
No, I want to say some other stuff. Whatever. I mean, I think Brian finds it maybe. I don't know. Like, the whole thing.
Interesting.
Yeah, he talks about Larry David, Kevin Hart, Lisa Lampanelli. He just goes through a bunch of comedians.
What does he say about Lisa Lampanelli?
Brian Sclero.
Jeff Ross. Jeff Ross, you're a genius.
Hey,
he's a pure genius.
Yeah, Jerry Seinfeld. Yeah, Dave Chappelle, Richard Pryor. He goes into a whole Larry David, I agree. 72, 82 degrees is way high in a residence.
He thinks these people are really writing every episode. Yeah. He's lost his mind.
This is what makes me laugh right here. The cyclist. I have no problem sharing the road with you, but at least go the fucking speed limit or post up or get off the road.
What a hero. Yeah, because my bike can go 55.
Yeah, then he goes, well, I hate bicyclists, but I don't think they would ever be on my list.
Put in the manifesto? Jeez.
Yeah, no, exactly.
And another thing, when I get 10-piece nuggets, I expect 2 sauces.
Yeah, exactly. Fuck the people in the drive-thru, you know? Yeah.
fish bites are too fried.
Exactly. Cardinal Mahoney, he goes into that. He says, die a long and slow, painful death.
Wow.
They say he didn't leave the burning cabin.
That's cool.
Just believe that he was in there, and they burned it up.
What about the couple? Not mentioning that?
No, there was nobody in there with him.
The couple he left somewhere else?
No, the couple was the first ones he got.
In another house.
Yeah, in another house. He tied them up and then stole their car and then got these other two women, a mother and a daughter team.
Uh-huh.
And I think they got away and he ended up there alone. How that can happen?
I don't know. He didn't really plan it out because I thought it was going to last longer, like Shooter. Like I thought it was going to be like a Mark Wahlberg.
I think he ran out of plan. Yeah, like you guys said the funniest part to me was why go to Big Bear if you're black? Why not go to a neighborhood where you can hide a little more?
Yeah, exactly. Like Compton.
I think the funniest part of me is somebody making a movie about horses.
That's why I wanted to come in here. I was like, I want to talk to that guy.
No, and then he says, Charlie Sheen, you're effing awesome. And you saw the video. You see the video with Charlie Sheen?
No.
He put it up on YouTube, or it was on TMZ.
Really?
He just reached out to Christopher Dorner and told him to turn himself into him.
Yeah.
To give me a call. Just give me a call. We can resolve this together.
Wow.
Charlie Sheen got
involved. Look at him. Hey, he's getting more involved. Good for him.
He goes into
he's got to do something with this,
Bill
though.
Cosby.
Cosby. What did he say about Bill Cosby? I want to know.
You're a reasonable and talented man. the truth
of cultural
anomalies within black communities that need a change now.
All right. Wow. Okay, that's fine.
All right. Did you like LL?
You look like me.
Oh, and then he talks about the gay marriage. Chick-fil-A has a right to voice their beliefs as well.
Wow. Yeah, exactly. But you know what's really funny about this guy? It's every black comedian talks about how you only see white serial killers. I mean, now it's great that we have. At least
those
two.
Jokes are dead.
There was that sniper guy.
Yeah.
And years ago, 15 years ago. And now there's this guy. I'm glad they got two.
Yeah, thanks, Dorner. You balanced out the...
You're on the list.
The statistics
that
there.
That joke, that Wanda Sykes joke, will never work again. Yes.
they'll still do it. Don't pretend it's didn't happen.
Awesome. We got any other stuff there, Rob, about this guy?
No, that's about it. My side's...
So what'd you put in your manifesto? Did you talk about the police corruption? No, I mentioned Bill Cosby, Christoph Waltz, Mr. Rogers.
Shark Week.
George Carlin, Eddie Murphy, and Richard Pryor. My sides were sore for days from like watching them and laughing. I don't know.
Get out of the house, Christopher.
He's just Comedy Central fan.
Oh, Angela Johnson, Michelle Rodriguez.
Angela Johnson. I wonder how Sunda Kunquist feels about that.
Really?
Nora Jones, Margaret Cho. I think he's just the most beautiful woman on this planet, period. Never settle.
Isabella Soprano's a character.
He mentioned a character?
Yeah.
Gabriella Union.
Wow.
Unless he means the porn star.
Jennifer Beals. It's just...
Margaret Cho, so... Wow.
Kelly Clarkson.
She says some things that makes it seem like he doesn't have a TV for the past 10 years. Or was he just trying to round it out with Margaret Cho?
He's a big fan of Ellen, you know? So he likes Ellen. Well, you know what? He seems like he would have been a nice guy to hang out with. Other than that, well, you know what? We didn't get into it.
He was fired. He was fired. So he had a lot of time to watch TV.
Yeah, well,
that's where this comes from. He sought solace in comedians and actresses.
Yeah, I just wish there was cliff notes to this because this thing is just hilarious, really long.
Isn't it? That's great. This is online somewhere.
Yeah, it's online.
Oh, it's all over.
Just put manifesto. You just put manifesto.
I know, but
Google.
It could be a fake manifesto. How do they know they're seeing the right one?
No, this Google. Is a legit. This is the one. It's on CNN.
It's all over everything. Anyways, Christopher Dorner. Good luck to you. Oh, he's
good luck to you.
Good luck to you.
You're doing great work.
He's dead right now, but probably. I don't know. They haven't confirmed.
It'd be cool if he escapes.
You know what? It would be really. I thought for sure he probably had a decoy.
I don't want this. I want it. Yeah, the guy could be.
I want him to be captured. I wish there was a way. There was no way he was going to be captured. When I saw the cabin
and they're stopping all the cars all the way down the hill, they're checking every single car. I'm thinking this guy probably left a decoy back there in the cabin and took off some way somehow. But he's not that smart because he had to hijack a car.
But so you take a look at this manifesto, really. It really, you know what I mean? He was getting a lot of credit for his intelligence, but then you read the manifesto.
Yeah, exactly. And that's it. Like Mia Farrow said it best. Gun control is no longer debatable. It's not a conversation. It's a moral mandate. It just goes into the whole gun control.
We're going to have quite some.
That's hilarious, man.
I want to get straight to Brian's interview here.
All right.
Because we're going to have quite some competition at 7 o'clock. We're going to be competing against
what?
President Obama.
Oh.
Doing the State of the Union.
Yeah.
Yes. But guess who's going to be there? Wango Tango himself.
Wango Tango himself.
What's his name?
Who?
Wango Tango, the musician.
Are you talking about Sylvester Stallone? What? Tango and Cash?
No, not that guy.
I don't know who you're talking about.
Cobble Wobble?
No, not Cobble Wobble.
Who are you talking about?
Warren Buffett? I don't know. Jimmy Buffett? I mean,
no, the guy who's four guns, the rock and roll star.
Neil Sedaka. The guy in Texas.
Yeah, the guy in Texas.
Come on, Ted Nugent.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Very bizarre. He's
Source department.
Ted Nugent hates Obama. It's going to be interesting.
Dude, it's going to be really interesting because also the family.
Is he playing or something? What do you mean he's there?
He's playing at the stadium.
Yeah, he's he's opening for Obama.
He's the
Waggle Tangle.
So what's he doing there, though?
He's there to support the NRA, I guess.
Yeah, he's the NRA, front runner.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, he loves guns.
So.
He has a whole wildlife refugee on his farm.
Yeah, he does.
Did you see that?
Oryxes. I have more oryxes than all the country of Africa.
Yeah.
You see, he does. That's what he says.
He actually skins his food. He eats off the land.
And then he replenishes. He replenishes it. He makes sure they breathe.
Every tree that he cuts down, he replenishes it.
He's a crazy best.
He is. I mean, that's fine.
That's fine.
But
his friends don't have the money to do that, so.
He says he needs all those guns. I don't think he does.
The fact is, I think guns should be legal, but only like muskets, you know, something like that, where you actually have to think about it. Like, you got to really load up. After every shot, you got to shoot people 10 feet away.
What do you think, Brian, about why do people need to build an army? An army to...
Well, because there's already guns out there. It wouldn't be so fair to say no more guns. Right. And then all these people have. All the maniacs have guns.
Exactly.
And if they put a deadline on guns, everyone's going to go, this may be my last chance. Yeah. And I'm so anti-guns. I'd be like, I've been buy one. You know what I mean?
Do you have a gun?
I don't have one either.
I grew up in Brooklyn. I'm in Queens and Manhattan.
There's all knives there, huh?
Yeah. There's a guy who lives in my apartment building. He's got three guns. And I'm like, why do you have those guns? He's like, well, you know, the L.A. riots. And I was like, well, you're black. You know, but he had three guns because just in case the L.A. riots come again. I guess he figures he would defend him and his girlfriend.
Oh, man.
I think the only reason why I would want a gun is for the apocalypse, maybe zombie apocalypse. Maybe that's why.
Yeah.
I want a gun.
A lot of ammo. I would want a lot of ammo for that.
I just want a lot of gas.
To travel?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just go somewhere, see each city,
how bad it got destroyed.
Yeah. Exactly. I'd probably go to the desert.
I think the desert is a great place to go.
If the zombie apocalypse happened?
I don't know. I haven't really thought about it too much.
Yeah, I did.
You watched The Walking Dead.
What do you use? You blow out these stairs. I think that the father, Brendan Gleeson, and his daughter had it best in 28 Days Later. In London, they had that beautiful apartment up in the sky.
Uh-huh. Right. Yeah,
outdoors,
yeah.
Until those people made him drive, and then her father got crow's blood in his eye and went crazy. All right, what's happening?
All right, here we are.
All right, ready?
Yeah, Brian Scalar. We're going to introduce Brian here.
Hi.
Very funny man.
I'm all right.
Stand-up comedy on Comedy Central.
Yeah.
Live at Gotham. Late Night with Conan O'Brien. Late, Late Show with Craig Ferguson. And Comics Unleashed. Okay. Wait a minute. I'm not done.
Comedy Central presents.
That's right.
Comedy That's right.
Central presents Brian Scalar. You had your own special.
My own
right?
half hour.
Yes,
figured.
He did. I actually saw parts of it.
It was all right.
I liked it.
They cut out a lot of the good A-plus stuff. That
they did?
Me.
Did
yeah, they took out like my three favorite jokes.
Oh, that would hurt.
The sneezes and the orgasm joke.
That's a
and
I love your joke.
And the ghost, and the ghost masturbating joke.
It's like, oh!
I was like, great, leaving the jokes that I just threw in for fodder.
Yeah. Why would they do that? You don't have a choice at all? Like,
well, you do have a choice. I think they felt some of them were similar to things I did in Live at Gotham. And I was like, you're never going to air that Live at Gotham. And they didn't. They haven't aired it. Like, they aired it twice and stopped. So all those jokes I wanted on my Comedy Central Presents sit in there. And in Ghost Masturbating, I don't know why that took out. They said not to move my hand in a jerk-off fashion. So I said, all right, I'll just leave my hand solid and move my body. It was not what they told me. They said it was okay. And I asked them, is this okay? And they said, yeah. And they took it up.
My favorite joke is when you do the sneezing and then you switch lanes and when you're driving.
Yeah, I like that part too. That
noise you make is really like.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I fucking love it.
Thanks. That's years of watching people sneeze.
You're a fine actor. You're also in the movie of Brother Sullivan's. Brothers.
Oh,
yes,
that's not just it. Acted on Mad Men, Dexter, Go On, Grey's Anatomy.
The reason why I mentioned that movie is because he mentioned it one time.
Thanks
that you
for mentioning the successful.
The director's cut. You were listening to it and you were like, you got pissed off because said something
Will Arnett said they should have cut the scene. And then he goes, no, not because of this guy. This guy's great. And I was like, yeah. But he goes, but because I felt they were tipping the joke. He goes, I felt like I have an idea and it's just cut to with all the hospital equipment in the bedroom. And in my head, and then Will Forte was like, yes, we were going to cut the scene. But then we liked Brian so much that we brought him in. We just asked him to speed it up. And we turned the two scenes into a one-page scene.
Okay.
So Will Forte defended me, even though Will Arnett didn't say anything bad. But on the other hand, like a part of me was like, Will Arnett's talking about what Bob Odenkirk should have done. Cut that part. And to me, like, he was overacting the whole movie. You know, that wasn't.
Yeah.
No, he didn't fucking stop that shit. But he wants to cut my scene?
Yeah, no, I thought you were great.
I thought Will Arnett did a great job.
I actually liked that movie. I thought it was pretty funny.
I like Bob Odenkirk, and I love Will Forte.
Yeah.
You know?
Forgive me, I didn't see it. I'm sorry.
That's all right. Yeah, so. That's the story.
Thanks for
bringing that up.
Thank you.
I'm glad you're on. It's a negative thing.
I didn't mean it. I liked your reaction to it. That's why. My reaction to it is
I shouldn't. You know, Will Arnett is a great actor and is really funny.
Right, right. And I think we're
doing a lot. And he didn't say anything really bad.
Really?
But I just like, it's my one movie and you're going to leave that part out of my commentary. You know what I mean?
Sorry, I think people could get a little sensitive. In the business, do you think? Or
There was just no reason for him to mention that.
Yeah, that's true. Absolutely, I agree with you.
Yeah.
But then, you know, you never know, like, where the line is. And I feel sometimes...
Yes, I'm very sensitive, and it's probably my fault.
No, but me too. I'm that way too. And then at times I'm thinking, am I being too sensitive? And I'm asking myself this question, do I need to just back off? Is it going to bother me all day?
Like, should I write a manifesto?
Exactly.
But I do think that it's just me being... Will Arnett even said, this guy is good.
I think we all get like that, though. I think it's natural.
He said, this guy is good. So it's like, why would I overreact to him?
Yeah, I totally...
To be funny on a radio interview.
Yeah.
So it's Rob's fault.
I'm a shithead.
God knows Will's listening.
You recently did Kroll Show.
Yeah, that's on tomorrow.
Yeah, that's on tomorrow night, man.
We shot that like 2 years ago.
I was really fat.
I love Nick Kroll. I'm still fat, but I was really fat in this. They put me in a pair of pants. They made me tuck my shirt in. And it's like the one rule from where being fat is do not tuck your shirt in.
Yeah, I know. Do not tuck your shirt in.
But the woman was like, tuck your shirt in. I was like, because you bought a giant shirt, I have to tuck it in. So now it looks pretty bad. But I love Nick and John Daly, they're really funny. It was very nice of Nick to, he hired like, Like, I went to the premiere at the Silent Movie Theater, and, like, all the really funny, like, hip and comics, where he got everybody in one episode. You
That's
know,
awesome. We had, That's
like,
great.
Rick Overton and Pete Holmes and, you know, just the list goes on. There was Sarah Silverman, and everybody was packed. It was a lot of fun.
That's fun.
Yeah, I'm very happy to be part of it. Nick Kroll is a really nice guy.
Yeah, no, I love him in the league. He's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's him. Now, one of my favorite shows.
Now, I got here. I took some notes yesterday.
I don't know whether to make these funny or serious answers.
Yeah, these are serious. You're from Brooklyn,
this
dude.
Is like James
I was born
Lincoln.
In Brooklyn.
Are you a Brooklyn Net fan? That's my curiosity there.
I am a fan of not watching sports.
Okay, there you go.
Watching a movie or something, or smoking weed and performing comedy at night, as opposed to missing gigs by standing by a bar to see what the Lakers score is.
You've been doing this since high school, since theater.
Yeah,
college, theater in high school.
Well, I was plays in grammar school and then high school, and then college I didn't do any plays, but I had a radio show and a TV show and a newspaper.
I saw you had a little radio show there.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun for 3 years. It was probably, when I'm on my deathbed, it would probably be the thing I missed the most.
You probably remember times like that.
Yeah, it was great. It was just like a room full of people just laughing as hard as I could. We took callers. It was mayhem. People would call about having sex with horses. I swear to God, it was like that.
Yeah.
It was called that damn show.
We had calls one time about yeast infections.
We had a lot of ladies calling about.
We got a lot of trouble for being too dirty,
really?
So then we just got really crazy.
That was in the 90s, though.
It was 90s, and it was college.
Yeah.
Were you trying to be like, did you look up to Howard Stern? Is that why you were
Actually,
doing
I didn't, because I hadn't heard Howard Stern that much.
Back then, not quite yet. Yeah.
Well, for me, it just wasn't... wasn't what my mother played in the car on the way to dropping us off at school, you know?
So
I went to college. I was never up that early, so I never watched Howard, listened to Howard Stern. So at that time.
Yeah.
And,
Afterwards, or?
When I graduated college, I had a day job and listened to every day. I love them.
I was quite a listener back in the 90s.
Yeah, I think 95 to 2000 I listened to.
Yeah, me too.
It was great.
Now, you were also working on Real Sex, HBO Real Sex.
I fucked a few people.
Yeah, I had to ask you about that. Were you just like a grip? Were you like an assistant?
Yeah, I was 19. If I graduated college in 95,
that must have been exciting.
96. I was more like, what am I doing?
Okay.
It wasn't like, you know, I wasn't holding the boom mic over to a lesbian scene.
Okay.
Like, it was like, we'd be outside. And I was
like, Brian,
PA.
Go buy the condoms.
Yeah, it was it pretty much, yeah.
Oh, you were a PA? Or
I was an intern, so I wasn't even getting paid.
Oh, horrible.
And they were like, listen, you stand on the corner with a walkie-talkie. We're going to film a couple fucking in a dumpster. When a cop car comes by, we want you to walkie-talkie us. That was like my first job. And I was like, all right.
That sounds illegal.
Like, how do I tell my mother this is what I'm doing with my college degree? It went on like that. Jobs were like a week.
You were scared of that?
No.
Oh, okay.
I was just scared.
Okay.
I mean, it was like, what am I doing?
Yeah.
You were a lookout. That's your first job.
My first job was a lookout. Yeah. Then I worked for Comedy Central, was called Comedy Channel.
Yeah.
And I was an intern on the Marc Maron pilot. I was an intern for Exit 57, which featured Stephen Colbert and Amy Sedaris. So it was like a long time ago. That was a fun job.
That must have been an awesome feeling when you got your special.
Yeah, and being hired by the channel that used to make me fucking...
I read that, yeah. And I thought that must be an awesome feeling.
What would they do?
He used to be an intern with Comedy Channel.
Oh, okay,
Comedy Central used to be Comedy Channel.
Yeah.
And then he got his own special.
Yeah, it was a good
did
feeling.
Did you see anybody that back used in the days?
Yeah.
No, but there was nobody around. Like, I was an intern. No, there wasn't even, like, heavily... comic, or they would take a camera and they would put it at Stand Up New York and they would just record like everybody's sets and give them $50. And it was called Stand Up with Wally Collins. And it was just like, that was their stand up program.
Right.
It wasn't specials and they didn't have, you know, comedians like sign contracts like Greg Giraldo or whatever. But it was, I don't know. Those were good times. It's nice to be back. It was nice to be back to them to hire me back. I remember on filming Exit 57, Platonically. Politically Incorrect was on ABC.
Right.
And Bill Maher had a big article out in Playboy magazine, and the owner of Comedy Channel wanted me to go out in Harlem, this kid, and go out and buy a magazine. And the black truck driver was like, what? I'll drive you. I can't believe they're making you walk. Just for a magazine, because the woman wanted to make fun of Bill Maher looking at the magazine.
Oh.
So that was like my job. I was the fat intern, not the cute, hot girl intern who got to hang out with the writers. I was like, get on the bus with the black guy and load the sodas.
Yeah.
That was my job.
Nice.
No, being
so it was a better feeling. I was that special.
Being a PA is horrible, man. That's like the worst job.
I was like,
even an intern would be even worse because you're not even getting paid, and they always expect you to do all sorts of stuff.
Yeah.
I quit a job at MTV just because they wanted me to clean the bathroom in the Alexander.
That's not your job.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's not my job. Yeah. So it's like, and I have a degree. I have a film degree.
In cleaning bathrooms?
And no, they wanted me to clean the bathroom. I quit right then and there.
I think one of my first stand-up jokes ever was, this is a true story, a woman gave me a ticket my first day of interning, and she said, you're going to pick up my dry cleaning, but don't worry, you won't always do this. And I said, okay. And then I kicked her right in the vagina. I said, don't worry, I won't always do that either. That was one of my first stand-up jokes.
I like one of those, I was watching your voodoo, is it voodoo?
Voodoo Wop.
Voodoo Wop.
VOODOOWOP.
Yeah, my favorite was Old Woman with Flabbity Vagina.
Five weirdest celebrities.
Oh, I love
five
that.
Mardi Gras, right?
Mardi Gras.
Yeah, we gubernatorial. We have all these names that we think are funny.
Crazy Fucko, dude. You got to see this one.
Crazy Fucko.
Yeah. Hey, I'm Crazy Fucko. Come, I sell you stereo. I'm crazy. And he doesn't really.
Based on Crazy Gideon, he talks about killing his wife. He's like, come on down, toast to $300. I kill you and your children.
it's a good clip. You gotta check it out.
I'm gonna check it out.
I wish I had my sound guy. I would be played right now. I don't have my sound guy.
That's right. There's a lot of good stuff. We just started a web channel. Called Legend Hunters. It's like we wanted to do something that was sort of palatable for the selling.
We did a
parody of those Legend Bigfoot Hunter shows.
Okay.
It's called Legend Hunters. You can go to Voodoo Wop on YouTube.
Oh, that's great. Okay.
If you go to Voodoo Wop on YouTube, first of all, watch our playlist called The Best of Voodoo Wop, and there's a lot of good skits on there. You know what I like? The Human Show. Did you see that where everybody speaks in fruits?
No. Wait. Which one was that?
It's like apples, oranges, bananas.
No, I missed that.
Grapefruit.
I saw the...
Banana.
Telepathic
country singers?
Yeah.
There's a lot of good stuff on it. Like, I'm really happy with those guys. It's me and my friends in Brooklyn and Manhattan and skits.
But good stuff. I like it.
We've been doing it since before YouTube. Before you could burn your own DVDs.
You can tell. You guys been,
We've been shooting for like old VHS tapes back in 1996.
Yeah, I like that stuff. You had a list on your website. You had a list of the most challenging comedians the comedians that you had followed.
Oh, they weren't challenging. I didn't write that down.
You didn't. I wrote it down
as challenging.
I know. Yeah. My question was, which one from that list?
Hardest person to follow is Patrice O'Neill. Was Patrice?
Oh, Patrice.
Patrice. Like I was watching a documentary. It was a Nantucket Film Festival on Netflix, and Jim Carrey and Chris Rock and Ben Stiller are being interviewed by Bill Hader. And he goes, they talk about Patrice, because Jim Carrey knew of him. He was the guy that just died, and then Chris Rock won Patrice. And he was like, he was just funny. He had to die. God was like, you're too funny. You gotta die.
Yeah.
He was comedy. He was... you know how they say water elemental, you play Dungeons and Dragons or something. It's air elemental, earth, fire elemental. He was a comedy elemental. He was like...
He was so natural that he was like...
He wasn't even a person. He was comedy.
Right.
You know, he was the finest. He was comedy come alive.
Yeah. Did you ever hear the story about like Everyone Hates Chris and how like Chris Rock had the role like specifically made for him, the father role on that show?
Yeah.
And Patrice O'Neill just showed up and he didn't even memorize the lines or nothing. He just showed up and he just fucked it up. He did everything possible to fuck it up. Chris Rock said all he had to do was memorize the lines. He's like, no, I ain't doing
this. Wrote it for Patrice.
Yeah. It was specifically written for him.
Yeah,
Chris Rock. He just fucked it up. And I think it was an interview. It's on YouTube. I think you can find it. Chris Rock interviewing Patrice O'Neill. And he's like, how did you fuck it up? How did you? He's just like, he just didn't care, man.
He just didn't care. He didn't want to do anything fake. That wasn't real right out of his mouth. You know? Look at Chris Rock trying to hook him up with a job.
Yeah,
he quit The Office after the first season. He was like, nah, I'm not interested.
Yeah, that kind of stuff. Yeah, that's crazy to me, man.
He just didn't say it. He didn't see it.
Didn't see the big picture.
Now,
he didn't care about the big picture. He wanted to tell the truth at all times.
And then that was good. That's what made him who he is.
Yeah. Chris Rock got him two lines in the fucking Head of State movie.
Oh, yeah. That was a horrible movie.
I didn't feel asleep watching that movie. You were on Conan.
I did the old New York Conan. Yeah, the last year. So I got in there before them.
You got your joke, the flight of stairs, orgasm, and
I did that on Conan. Yeah,
you did that. Now, Did you have to run that by them?
I had to audition for Conan. This is my Conan story, which I've told a million times, but this is my Conan story.
Okay.
Tim Russert, who was the analyst, the political analyst.
Yeah.
He died of a heart attack right before the show.
Okay.
Right upstairs. And Conan and him were good friends. So they Conan just was very upset and sad the whole day. So nobody got a laugh on that show, including me, until the orgasm joke. And then everybody laughed. And Conan was like, thank you. And I was like, no, just thank you. Like, it was like the weirdest time you could ever appear on a talk show.
Right.
Host, like, whatever stuff, but his best friends does.
What year was that?
Jesus, I don't remember.
Yeah?
I don't remember. It was this decade.
Okay,
2009 or 10.
Okay,
maybe 9.
Okay,
yeah, yeah. That was fun. Right before he moved,
I liked it. I was watching that whole set, and at the end, I noticed when you were done, you had this look on your face like you weren't satisfied with your.
Nobody is. I think the first time, but I think that in particular, Conan actually said to me and D.L. Healy after the show, "I'm really sorry. We'll have you guys back really soon. I'm really sorry."
Because
he walked out and they didn't show me the microphone. He just walked out and he was visibly crying.
Yeah.
And they showed Tim Russert clips, and it was a weird beginning.
Yeah.
And then Michael Strathairn came out and Conan wasn't at his top.
Wow.
And then but he was
like, did he announce it before the show started? Or
no, all of a sudden I was waiting for them to show me because I have to do the sneezes.
Yeah,
the sneezes, then the sound guy has got to know what I'm going to do.
Right.
And they didn't show me. So the sound guy, of course, I go, "Pick it!" The sound guy lowers the volume, and he missed the next two sentences because he lowered the volume. Like, that was exactly what I was trying to avoid.
Gesundheit. Oh, God, it's fine. Now, you worked with Pamela Anderson.
Yeah, I worked for 2 years.
And her tits.
Here's something you don't realize about Pam unless you look at her. She's got really giant breasts.
Yeah. Large.
I didn't even notice that.
You can really tell. You can tell by looking at her.
Did she hug you?
Yeah, she was very nice. We hugged and she did. At the end of one long episode, I laid on the ground and she jumped on top of me. Well, she was very nice. She was very nice. It wasn't like we had sex. She wasn't that nice. But she was very giving with her... popularity.
She was very sweetheart flirty.
Yeah, I really liked it. She was on the Jimmy Kimmel show, and I lived two blocks away from that. So I went to visit her, and they took a picture of her before the show so they could say, "Coming up, Pamela Anderson." And she was kissing me in the picture. And they're like, "Okay, we just need a picture of you." He goes, "No, use that." Like, she made them use the picture of her kissing me to be the opening of the show.
Oh, that's
and
great.
That's like giving the finger to all my ex-girlfriends.
You know, he does this one scene. Yeah, that's a good one. He does this one scene with her where she's like, "I love you, I love you." And he's like, "Really? I love you too? You're so beautiful." like he really is like, his character's really believing it. And I'm looking at that going, that's every guy.
Yeah.
That's like every guy in this world that if she were to say that too, they would just,
her character just meant it like, "I love you, you're a good friend."
I
love you too.
And you did that really good.
I wanted to make him not lecherous.
Yeah.
And I think the writers wanted me to be lecherous. Yeah. And I'd rather do it like he confused sex with love. You know, right. I was like, "Oh, man, I love you too."
Yeah.
Like, you know, he just wants to fuck her, but he thinks he's in love with her.
Now, that Grey's Anatomy scene, is that just that one scene that fainted?
No, it was four scenes.
Okay.
But it was a plot line.
That was a nice job there too, man.
Thanks. I mean, I wanted to faint and fall into some medicine, and, like, knock over a shelf. And they were like, "Can you just fall backwards?" I was like, "All right." They put a mattress there. They had a guy holding the mattress. And then I fell, and the cameraman was like, "Can you not have your feet kick up in the air?" And I'm like, "I don't know if I can." It was really hard to fall and not kick your feet in the air.
Right.
Try it.
And he also
it's really hard.
That's true.
Yeah.
It's true. And it's harder the larger you are.
I don't realize what you're asking me. I push the comedy home, my shoes to fly off, you know, hit the patient in the background.
Some smoke to come out or something like that.
He played this other scene with Kathy Bates.
Yeah, yeah.
Harry's Law, yeah.
Yeah, where he's a priest. He plays this priest with a gambling problem.
I'm a bookie.
A bookie.
Yeah, and that's why we don't want to go, because they don't believe me because I'm a bookie. That was fun.
Yeah.
I really liked working with her.
I was watching all the clips, and I got to say, Brian, you got some talent there. You're acting very great, man.
Congratulations. Thanks very much.
And thank you for stopping by, you know.
Easily, hands down, one of the funniest comics here in Los Angeles.
Thanks.
Easily. Like,
I've seen you destroy rooms so many times. Shitty rooms, you know, like... I've seen you like in shit rooms, and you still fucking kill it. And
thanks, buddy.
Especially with that sneeze joke, and I mean, that's, I don't know. I haven't seen you. I haven't seen you perform recently, but
I got new stuff.
Yeah, man. I bet you got a lot of new stuff, man. I can go on and on with the alarm, like my tits.
Oh wait, you also did one time the garbage truck. Outside,
yeah,
waking you up,
yeah. And it's like so, like it's such silly humor too. What was it? The which is funny because it was true is holding in your farts, like
the woman holding their farts,
and then she goes outside.
She goes outside at 4 in the morning, and all the grass around her dies.
Genius,
genius stuff. What's in the plans for Brian now?
I was thinking about putting together another set for talk shows, so just do another talk show set.
You should do one here.
What do you mean?
No, talk show set like on Conan or something. Like that.
Oh, yeah. I thought you wanted to do your own talk show radio.
I'm getting paid.
You've
done that before. Yeah, okay. I'm getting insistent. This doesn't seem like a paying operation.
No, not at all. Not at all.
What are you talking about?
I already lost $4.
I was like, downtown. I know what happens. You're like, I cut you off. This new comic was like, you want to do my show? And I'm like, does it pay? And he goes, no. I was like, okay, I'll do it, but you can't promote me. And he's like, fuck. I know the tricks.
Yeah,
you're not going to pay me and you're going to promote me?
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry I could have paid
you. You covered the park.
I was that guy. No.
You covered the park.
Yeah, absolutely. So
thank you.
Thank you very much. What else you got like coming up? Because you're in Hollywood and all the clubs in Hollywood until May.
Well, yeah, I'll be on Go On, the Matthew Perry show on NBC.
Oh, you are?
Just one episode.
I like that show.
Yeah, they're very nice. They're good writers.
What are you doing on there? What are you playing?
Just a couple lines. I'm in the end of an episode. A scene with Matthew Perry.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and what else? Laugh Factory and... I think that's this weekend. I was there last weekend.
And people listen to us like down the line, like say 30 days from now. So if anything else that you got going down, say April, May, that you want to...
Does it go out worldwide? Countrywide?
Yeah, worldwide, countrywide.
I'm going all over the country. Minneapolis in May, Seattle in July. El Paso, Texas is on the list. Calgary, Canada. And Edmonton, Canada.
Awesome.
And Arizona, Scottsdale. There's a bunch of good shows are coming up, and I'm excited to play. And I got that Legend Hunter series on YouTube. Check out Voodoo Up, man. You'll see some old clips. You'll see some new ones. If you scroll down the list.
And you can see Brian.
Scroll down the list.
If you want to know more about Brian, just go on to his website. You know, www.briancalero.com.
Which is another thing, great website.
Yeah, I am.
Oh, yeah.
One of my childhood friends is the designer of it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It's a very nice website.
Yeah, I'll tell him you said that because he's not listening.
Yeah.
Thank you, Brian Scalero. Thank you very much for coming in
and joining us today. We're going to take a break, Nick. We ready to go? And we'll be right back. Thank you.
Oh. Thank you, Brian. Listen to Skid Row Studios anytime, anywhere with the Skid Row iPhone app for your smartphone.
Skid Row Studios.
Real internet radio.
Hey, we are Awkward Conversations. Check us out on SkidRowStudios.com live every Saturday from noon to 1 Pacific Standard Time.
And you can call in 1-800-893-9562.
It's about to get awkward up in here.
Like that time that your dad confronted you.
Oh, yeah. I said, Daddy, I don't like that very much. He said, do it.
Tune in to Oral Stimulation, Wednesdays, 9 p.m. Pacific, SkidRowStudios.com.
One, we're having some fun in the bedroom all day and all of the night.
Hi, I'm Rick Kosick, and you're listening to Car Free Radio Nista on SkidRowStudios.com.
Hey, Hey, everybody, this is Drew Marks, host of Bad Advice here on Skid Row Studios. Listen to us every Saturday, 2 to 3 Pacific time. If you want to call the show, call us at 800-893-9562.
Listening to Skid Row Studios.
You're 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 listening to Skid Row Studios.
I'm not doing it with you.
Please do it with me.
Fuck that.
Can you please have sex with me?
At Skid Row Studios?
At Skid Row Studios.
Maybe. Okay.
Listen to Skid Row Studios anytime, anywhere with the Skid Row app on your smartphone.
Skid Row Studios.
Real radio on the internet.
Tune into The Love Bite where all your kinky desires come true. Sundays, 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific time at skidrowstudios.com.
Hey, this is Dimitri from Off, and you're listening to Car Free Radio, Los Angeles Nista.
Welcome to Bad Advice, where the advice is free and worth every penny. My wife and I attempted to have a frank discussion about sex with our teenage daughter. She said she and all her friends only had oral sex. She's only 16.
I actually saw an article. Teenagers, this is true. Teenagers are having less oral sex, but, less oral than they used to, but still at a high number, which to me is just proof that the kids today are getting lazier, but still eat too much.
I am incapable of building anything I buy from IKEA. I read the instructions and it just doesn't seem to help. Am I retarded or do other people have these problems?
No, you're Jewish.
My people, we build things all the time.
What is your people? What are you?
Yeah,
what
Mexican, is... Hispanic.
Hispanic.
It's like gay people don't build things. I've been told by my parents that I was a surprise. They said the word unpleasant.
I've tasted breast milk before.
Oh, really? Tell me more about that.
It was delicious.
Yes, I have tasted my sperm. Everyone tastes their own sperm.
And what does it taste like to you?
You know what? I wasn't that like fond of it.
Are you sure the honey?
Let me ask you something, and you can be honest with us. If we were making out, okay, wouldn't you rather have me hold your head firmly and pull, just not hard, too hard, but a little bit? Wouldn't you prefer that than just a soft little kiss? Yes.
It depends, though.
It depends. Can it be anyone but you doing it? It's an interesting place to draw the line.
I like that you're choosing women based on the men they're dating.
Well, it's going to affect the taste.
Oh.
She says, other women wonder how to have an orgasm. I wonder how to stop mine.
Oh.
I hate to brag, but I dated a woman, and honestly, I gave this woman like 30-plus orgasms.
I hate to brag, but I'm the best.
Yeah, I hate to brag, but I'm going to make up a horseshit story.
Seriously.
It's not a story.
I believe.
But I have advice for her. Right. I think she should just start dating Vic, and then those will dry up. I'm sorry. I love you, Vic.
She called you medicine.
Bad advice. Come get some.
And we're back. What's up? It's radio time. Thank you for tuning in. We are here with Rob DeRocha.
What's up?
And we had Brian Scalero here. And
we got breaking news.
We got breaking news.
Listen, it's kind of sad that I get a lot of my news from Facebook, I think. But I'm looking at my Facebook right now. And ex-cop, actually, this is Erica Pino, beautiful lady. She's a friend of mine. She's on Telemundo. She's a weather.
Okay.
Pass girl.
Okay.
Oh, she's gorgeous. Anyways.
She's a friend of yours?
Yeah, she's a friend of mine.
She's one of those weather girls that...
Like, weather girl's hot.
No, I saw one. No.
Did you ever see that picture
I put up? That big Mexican lady?
No, the Donka Dunk? No, I missed it. I must have missed it. Well. But anyways, his body has been found. Christopher Dorner's body has been found. It was burnt in the cabin. They just pulled it out. And it's over. So other than that, that's horrible news. I don't know why I'm talking about that.
Wow.
Wow. Either way, it's kind of sad that I get my news from Facebook. I think it's like, oh, what happened? You know, like, oh, okay, I got my news from Facebook. Who won the Super Bowl? You know.
Well, Well, let's look on Facebook.
Yeah, exactly. Right? you can't. Social media is just killing it that way. You know.
Well, I mean, it's a way to get the news out. I go on Facebook sometimes and find out. And the way I find out is when I see so many things repeated by so many different people. Right?
Right, exactly. It's the same thing. Well, everyone's repeating the same thing right now, you know? And all the comics are making their jokes about manifestos. And Dylan Garcia is on here making jokes. You know, it's just like, it's kind of ridiculous. But either way, I want to go on my rants a little bit.
Huh? We had a caller.
Oh, we have a caller?
Yeah, we have a caller. Let's see who's on the line.
Hello?
Hey.
Hey, who is this?
This is Jerome Cleary.
Jerome Cleary.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, good, good.
What up? How you doing? Jerome is a comedian who actually runs a show in the Belly Room still?
Not right now.
Oh, okay, okay. All right.
Can I get a spot? No.
Just kidding. What's going on today, Jerome?
You know what? I'm always interested to ask comics this. Like, what do you think where the public sort of crucifies and scrutinizes comics in a comedy club when they talk about something that happened really recent in the news and people feel like it's either politically incorrect or they don't like it. So instead of them realizing it's a comedy club, they just decide to take a comic or a famous comic to task over. What do you think of that?
I mean, I think that you shouldn't write. I mean, to me, like, I think some things are like, it's hard for me to say, because the fact is that Christopher Dorner, we were just trying to make jokes about it, and we're going to say he was going to call and so forth, and while it was happening, and I felt kind of even weird right now talking about his body, this and that. I mean, I think this is, to me, like, it could be funny because of the fact that with the manifesto or whatever, certain things are off topic, though, you know, like, Gilbert Gottfried, what was it? Was it Gilbert? Yeah, Gilbert Gottfried, the one that when he made the jokes about the body floating by or something like that, and he lost his Geico thing. I think that's like taking it too far. You know, that's all.
My opinion is we, the comedians, are the front line to crack that ice.
Yes.
To allow people to laugh about things. That's what my opinion is on that, sure. Because that's our job. We need to do that, and they need to understand.
I agree.
And there's going to be a time where it's not comfortable for some people because they don't have the superpowers that we have.
That's right.
And we're able to do it.
Well, I think tough skin. I don't know about superpowers.
Superpowers!
You know, but I just think sometimes it gets too far, and that's all I'm saying. Like, well, you know can what? Make a joke.
There are times where it gets far, and when it gets far is when there's it's like you don't want to do it towards somebody that just died.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know what's funny is like this girl, Erica Pino, posted this ex-cop fugitive's body found in burned cabin. There's three people that press like in it. You know, like how do you press like on something like that? Yeah. You know, like
that's wrong. What we do is right, but that's wrong.
I just don't get how you press like on that. Like, awesome, dead body. Cool.
What do you think, Jerome?
I think it's fair game. I think that it is our job as comics to break the ice and to sort of be the standard bearer and just get people to laugh at something that's really tragic or horrible, because it sort of like alleviates the stress and tension of thinking about it.
Absolutely.
No, I can see that, but at the same time, I think it has to be funny. Now, if a whole crowd, so if someone just says something that's rude, you know, or vindictive and mean, I just don't find that too funny.
But how many times have you been in a club, okay, with a regular crowd, okay, and you're there in the back?
A rowdy crowd or what?
No, I'm saying a regular audience, not just comedians, not an open mic.
Okay.
And not a rowdy bar.
Not retards?
No. Okay. Just a regular, good, nice size audience,
right,
of comedy. And you have some comedians in the back, say four or five. And a comedian that's up on stage says a joke. And nobody in the audience laughs, but the comedians do. Okay? And it's because they're the only ones that understand the risk it is to go up there and to do that. To do that new joke that's so sensitive right now, and they're the only ones that laugh. The audience doesn't laugh because they're not ready for it. And that's, you know, back to Jerome, what he said is that sometimes, you know, it depends on an audience that are they ready for it, and sometimes they're not, and that's the risk as a comedian that you're taking.
Mm-hmm.
right?
I agree.
Yeah. Well, I think that was a great question.
Well, thank you for calling in.
Yeah, sure. Great show.
Right, hey, thanks, we'll have you on one day, Jerome. Thanks a lot for calling in.
All right.
Wow.
So, I mean, I think that's it's a great thing to ask. It's a great thing to talk about amongst comedians and people who don't understand that, you know, I have family. I have family, Rob, that people are like, why are you saying this? Or why, that's wrong. You know, the joke.
Like when I said about molesting kids.
Yeah, sure. They'll say that because they don't understand that we all know you're joking around. You know, it's like.
Right,
it's like,
exactly. They don't understand, so yeah, they can go fuck themselves.
Oh, Jesus. All right. We have some stories on the news that Rob's Rant has discovered. And Rob's Rants, if you don't know what Rob's Rants is Rob ranting about some stuff that's going on.
Well, I could rant about all day. So, you know.
First story on Rob's Rant list.
Well, I'll go right into this. I'm going to talk about tattoos, basically. You know how I feel about tattoos, right?
Yeah, you don't have one.
I don't have any tattoos. Yeah, yeah. No, I don't want any tattoos.
You know what I have, right?
You have a tattoo?
I have moles.
Oh, you have moles?
I have a lot of moles.
That's not a tattoo.
Well, sometimes it can be.
Yeah, I guess it could be.
I say it's the galaxy.
It's the you got a little treasure map out there?
Yeah, I got a little treasure. I say, hey, honey, go get that Sharpie over there. Guess what the surprise is going to be.
No, I don't like tattoos too much. I think I don't like what's going on right now with certain people like getting these tattoos like paragraphs. Have you seen this? Like
yeah.
They got like Corinthians back there.
Yeah, you know,
They got like scripture. You know, I don't like it on girls especially because like if I'm lucky enough to get a girl naked, the last thing I want to do is read. Right? Like I don't want to be studying anything. I don't want to be learning anything.
Yeah.
I think people should get fun tattoos. That's what I think.
Fun, you know? Like what?
Like a Where's Waldo. You know, something
that puts you to work, you're saying?
Exactly. Maybe a treasure map. Be like, oh my God, I found lost treasure, you know? Like, you
I could do that without a map.
Yeah.
On a body, I could do that without a treasure map.
Treasure map? Tattoo. What else can you put on there? I don't know. Like, maybe a fun fact, like a Snapple. That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah, I like that.
Take off a girl's shirt, be like, what? I didn't know a hummingbird weighs less than a penny. I didn't know that, you know? Like,
I'd like to see a tattoo on a girl. Like a movie theater, and all these cartoon characters sitting there, like SpongeBob, the Aflac Duck,
Geico. Why that, though?
You said something fun.
Yeah, I don't know if that's fun, though. like, it would be cool if you could watch a movie on her back, you know? Like, I don't know. But to me, like, people get tattoos of their kids. Have you seen this?
Yeah.
On their back, you know? Like if I'm doing a girl doggy style, the last thing I want to do is see, like, their kids, you know? Like that's horrible.
Well, it might, if the kid's ugly, okay? Usually tattooed faces on somebody's body.
Yeah.
The kid's ugly.
Yeah, I know. Okay, yeah,
the faces they come out ugly.
Yeah, I don't know.
If they're ugly, then it can be a form of birth control.
Right.
You're saying, I don't want to make this one inside her.
No, I just think, you saw the thing that happened with the girl from, she's French.
Oh, please read on. The story
no,
is amazing.
She's from Belgium. Okay, so
I thought
she
was from Russia.
No, she's from Belgium.
Oh, he's from Russia.
I think it says French-born tattoo artist, Rosan, I don't even know how to say, Tonomanats.
Can I give it a shot?
Yeah, go for it. Look it up there.
I got it. Rosan Tonomanats.
This mofo, he met a girl online, this 18-year-old Belgium girl. You got to look it up online. I put
the article on my Facebook page.
Oh, you did? Yeah. So this girl literally met this guy online. They only met for like a couple hours. Within 24
they went on
hours.
A date.
Yeah, within 24 hours, this guy, they call him a monster on here too.
Like, yeah.
I mean, this guy's an evil genius because I don't even know how you can convince a girl. Like,
my favorite is the girl who was suing him because it says right here that famous for tattooing 56 stars on a girl's face a few years ago, the girl actually sued him for it because he put too many stars on her. And when you look at her face, which, by the way, I counted the stars. Okay, there's 50, over 50 stars.
Ew.
On her face. Okay, what did she buy, like number 9, number 10, number 11, number 12, right around there? What did you say, hey, maybe it's too much?
Are you serious? So like right around like 40, she's like, listen, can we stop now?
No, not right around 40. You know when? After she got the tattoos, months later or days later, she actually wants to sue this guy. You know, that to me is kind of ridiculous on the people who let themselves get inked.
Yeah, well, this girl was ridiculous because, like, she's got rust, like an old English.
Yes, I saw that.
And it's so dark.
It's so
and
it's, ugly.
You can tell she's been bleeding, and
oh,
she wants
my God.
Her whole face and body to be tatted. This guy's all tatted up. I don't know if you saw pictures of him.
Yeah.
But he's all tatted up. I don't even know. Like, I have a hard enough trying to convince a girl to do anal.
He's got, you know those big earrings they have?
Right.
The loop, what are they called?
What? Those disgusting, like, African type. Thing? Yeah, okay, those things are horrible.
Dude, he has them on his nose.
Oh.
You see look at that picture. Make it bigger. The picture of them two on the bottom. On the bottom of the article. And it's them two sitting together. It's by the girl with all the stars.
Right.
Okay, you click on that, make it bigger. Look, his nose. He's got those rings on his nose.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
Imagine this guy when he gets a runny nose.
Yeah, piercings like that.
He's a ShamWow, dude. Look at this guy.
I don't know. Like, I just feel sorry for this girl for doing
she's
this to 18 herself.
18 years old.
She was so pretty.
Yeah, she was.
She was
too.
Pretty.
She's very pretty.
And she's done now.
And she's done.
Did you ever see the one with the tattoo of the girl? Her boyfriend. She cheated on her boyfriend, and the guy was a tattoo artist, so he tattooed on her back. I don't know if it was real or not. But he tattooed on her back, and he just made a fucking big piece of shit on her back with flies around it.
Yeah.
Did you see that one?
No.
It's I don't know. I think it was probably fake. Yeah. So,
well, I know people who get tattoos. I have a lot of friends that have tattoos. I would like to get one just for the pain because I like pain. I think the pain would be really neat, but I can't find anything to commit myself to.
I could punch you in the face if you like.
No, like the little pain, the ink pain. Like for some reason, I'm curious about it.
Why do you? I don't. People say they get addicted to tattoos once they get a tattoo.
Yeah, and that's the thing. But I'm curious to that little pain that you get when they're doing the tattoo. Like,
I
banged up my knee yesterday. It was so stupid. I fell down. I looked like a big idiot. Had my hands in my pockets, and then I tripped. And I
walk around with your hands in your pockets?
I was getting money for the meter. And then I stepped on a crack, and my hands were in my pockets. And forget it. My right knee took all my weight. And people saw this really hot girl saw me fall down.
It's always a hot girl, right?
Oh yeah, she saw me
slow
fall down.
Motion.
My hat. I kept my hat down. I was so embarrassed. Anyways, I put ice, on my knee. And when you put ice on your knee, you're in that pain. For some reason, I always used to love that pain in sports. When I hurt myself and I had to take care of myself by putting ice on it.
Yeah.
You know, it's like I love that stuff.
I don't like any pain like that.
No?
No, I'm not a pain guy.
Really?
I don't like any. I like to get bit by a girl, but that's about it. You know?
I used to be a mosh pit guy too. I used to love hitting people.
I don't get mosh pits.
Yeah, I used to love hitting
Why?
People.
Why?
Because you get to hit people. You get this anger,
this
aggression.
Anger? Like, what are you rebelling against?
It's like Rob's rant.
No, it's not like Rob's rant. I use my voice.
Your voice.
I use my words. Use your word. Like, if I ever get in a fight with somebody, that's what I say. So use your words.
Yeah, I use my words, and I got jumped after a show.
Yeah, well, you got. Yeah, exactly. Well, you probably deserved it. So.
Oh, shoot.
another thing that I wanted to rant about, since no one's calling in about tattoos, but praying on Facebook, huh? Praying on Facebook. Have you seen this? People praying on Facebook. Is God in social media? Is that what's going on? Does God have a Twitter? I don't get what's going on. Like, does God have a Facebook? That it's like when you're praying on Facebook, you're basically you're calling for help from other people.
Yeah.
And I don't understand why people do. Like, I got my cousin who's always praying on Facebook. I want to send him a message and be like, dude, knock it off. like, why are you doing that? Like, you're just making yourself kind of sad. Like, why are you praying at Facebook?
#nomnis.
That's another thing. It's like, I've never been on Facebook and all of a sudden I get a pop-up message from God saying like, hey, what's going on? What's up? You know, like, I don't get it. I just get annoyed by shit like that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I see a lot. You know what gets to me is when people are just confessing stuff on Facebook. When girls are like, they're not really saying the guy's name, but they're like, I love you. You're forever mine.
Yeah.
You will always be there.
And it's just single on her status.
You are.
Yeah.
And then she's got this picture of her, like, in this slutty ass dress. the night before at some bar.
Yeah. No, I've
like,
seen it. No.
It's like, what are you doing, honey? Why are you doing that?
Well, you know what else annoys me on Facebook is relationships.
Yeah.
I'm not a big fan of relationships on Facebook. I think, to me, like, I don't even announce I'm in a relationship until I'm 3 months in. You know, because I don't want to be that guy that's with a girl. They break up, and then they shows that they went back together again. They're on and off. That's embarrassing. Yeah. Like, terrible. You look like an idiot, you know?
Never
like,
put that stuff on there.
Exactly. Or the couples that, like, are constantly telling everybody, like, displaying to the world, like, hey, I really love my husband. And then the wife writes, I love you. You're the best husband ever. You're the best wife ever.
Yeah, forget that stuff. I want to hear the real bad stuff, right? My husband's a jerk.
No, I've seen that too, but it's like, I think it's funny to me when people...
Oh, you know what? I've seen that, yeah.
No, I'll tell you this much. Like, well, the thing that makes me laugh about people like saying that they love each other, you're the best husband ever, best wife ever, is that aren't you home sitting next to each other? Like, do you have a laptop next to each other? Can't you just talk to one another and say that? Why do you have to do it in a public display?
Well, I think they want to announce to the world.
Right.
I think they want, or announce to their 300 friends. That their husband is great.
Yeah, it's just annoying to me that people are doing this stuff.
So what would we think about the ones that don't say anything?
Well, I think that they actually have a relationship, you know?
Uh-huh.
You know, like, I don't know. I think the couples that last are the ones that don't talk about being in a relationship, you know? Have a couple pictures here and there, but they don't, you know, they don't need to do that. So that's all I'm saying.
What's the key there? What do they need to do?
I think that they just are together. They don't need to announce. It's like asking somebody, hey, how you doing? They're like, I'm doing fantastic. It's like, bullshit. You're not doing fantastic, all right? You gotta, life is rough.
Yes.
You know, like,
I knew a guy like that one time, and everything was fantastic. Yeah. And it was like, and then he would get on the phone and go, oh, I have to pay that bill? All right, yeah, okay. Yeah, what? And how much is that bill? Oh, yeah. Okay, well, tell him to park the car over there. Yeah, and then you'd be like, hey, Bert, what's up? How you doing? Fantastic.
He said it like that.
Yeah, fantastic. And it was like, bullshit.
You know that guy was at home like with a gun to his head. Like, Mel Gibson in Lethal Weapon 1.
Fantastic.
playing Russian roulette on his own.
Oh, God.
Fantastic.
Absolutely. That's another one, right? Absolutely. Yeah. So what were we talking about the other day? Boss. You don't like nobody calling you boss.
Boss.
Hey, boss.
Yeah, I don't like the boss word. Yeah, like, hey, boss.
Hey, chief. Hey, chief, can you handle this for me, chief?
No, boss is the worst, because whenever someone calls me boss, I just want to be like, listen, you're fired. All right? I just fired you from the imaginary job that I was in charge of.
So Rob wants to tell everybody out there to change that. Don't say, hey, boss. Say, hey, employee.
I should say that. Hey, employee.
When somebody says, hey, boss, just go, hey, employee.
Yeah, hey, employee. How's
you're
it going?
Fired.
You're fired. could you go clean up the bathroom? Hey, could you clean up the shit in the bathroom?
Oh, man. Yeah, so what else you got going on there? Rob's rants on the... On the Twitter tweed? On the Twitter feed?
Twitter
trend?
I got hacked on Twitter. I don't like Twitter right now.
How did you get hacked on Twitter?
I don't know, but I lost like 200 friends, and I lost like maybe around 200 listeners or followers.
Uh-huh.
Or 500 followers, I'm sorry.
Uh-huh.
It's crazy to me, dude. I'm down to like 19 or 1,800 or something like that.
Okay.
Yeah, it's crazy to me. You know what it is about Twitter? Twitter's like the most hateful social media, I think, personally. Don't you think?
Yeah, that's what you were telling me. You were telling me people come after you and...
Yeah, like, I mean, I wrote a thing about the Raiders once, you know, and like the whole Raider Nation came after me and they're like, dude, like, check out this guy. And they all came after me and they're like, you're not even funny. I'm like, you haven't even seen my stand-up. Why are you judging me? Like, come on.
We got a caller right now. Who do we have on the line calling right now? This is radio time.
Hello?
Hi. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, what's your name?
Yeah, what's up, man? My name's Mike.
Mike.
What's up, Mike?
What's up? What's going on today, Mike? You got something to share with us?
Yeah, I just want to talk about that Chris Dorner guy, man.
Oh, the Chris Dorner guy.
Well, what about him? Yeah. What's your viewpoint on him? Do you think, do you agree with him? Are you with him, against him?
I'm not with him, man. I never really hung out with him. So I'm not with him. I don't know what you're talking about.
No, okay. I'm just
Well, wow.
Like, well, all I mean, right. I mean,
are you,
happy
too?
He's dead? Are you happy he's dead?
Am I happy?
Yeah, like, I mean, are you?
I mean, what I'm saying is, like, do you agree with what he did? Do you against that?
Do you like Sharks Week too?
Well, I mean, I'm kind of with them, but I'm not with the innocent thing. But you know, I don't know if he killed that couple or not, but I'm not with that. But you know, the police sometimes they get out of hand, you know.
Yeah, no, I've run-ins with the police too.
Yeah, we've had quite a bit ourselves. So,
yeah, man.
What would you do? What would you have done if you were him?
Well, I don't know, man. If I was him without that military training, I think I would have just gone out to only the people that screwed me, not just everybody in general. You know?
Well, yeah, that makes perfect sense. That makes perfect sense.
Yeah. You know, I think, you know, sometimes.
I think sometimes we lose calls. I think that's. Sorry about that, buddy. I think we just kind of lost the call. But hey, I sent you a story.
Okay.
What do you got?
Well, I thought since we're talking about police, I might as well just tell my police story.
Well, I just sent you a story. It says Daniel Anaya allegedly bites off his ex-girlfriend's toe. So basically, this guy walks into. No, really, I mean, I need you to read this because he broke into his girlfriend's house, okay, while she was asleep. And he bit her toe off.
What? Okay.
I mean,
what
about it? I'm just saying this is a true story here.
Okay, but
I know yours is true too.
Yeah, but what about it though?
What about it?
He bit her toe. What was he playing footsies?
What about it? No, it was the ex-girlfriend. I mean, it was over. It was over. This guy breaks into somebody's house and bites her toe off.
Oh, it's horrible.
All right, we want to hear about Rob doesn't like the story because Rob.
No, I'm just trying to
we got
to
hear about Rob's getting arrested by the police.
See,
go ahead, Rob.
Ex-girlfriend, police. He bit her toe off. So fucking what?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Like, why is this even news?
Exactly. But I mean, it's in the weird news. Okay?
Removed her shoes and socks and began biting her. Oh my God! He chomped it down so hard his teeth went through the nail bed and down to the bone. That's horrible. It's disgusting.
It's just more crazy people out there. Send you another article, but go ahead with your story.
Sorry.
Oh, we had somebody answer me on Facebook about your Facebook follies or your Facebook rants.
Yeah.
That Facebookers overly display of affection is just like marking territory.
Yes. Who there wrote that? Who said that?
Yamilia Escalante.
Yes, well, I say that's Facebook peeing. That's what I say.
Yeah, that's my thing.
I say like you're peeing on me. Whenever a girl starts like posting stuff about me or pictures or I'm here with him, I'm like, dude, listen, don't tag me. Yeah. Don't tag me that I'm here.
Don't do that. I got a new name for those girls.
What's that?
Christopher Dorner.
Oh wow,
it's crazy. Just simply crazy.
Crazy Christopher Dorner.
Crazy.
Back to him. No, I wanted to go into this whole police story because like, what would you do? What would you do if you were wronged? You know,
if I was what?
Have you ever been in a situation with the police?
Yes, I've been several times. Yes, but I've never been arrested here in the United States.
What?
I've been arrested in Mexico.
For what?
for the reason was they thought I beat up a police officer.
Oh, really? Were you a badass? Were you in a gang?
No, I wasn't anything.
Wait,
I was in Mexico going to school.
Obviously.
I was going to school in Mexico.
Right.
So I had some Mexican friends, the football players, and I had some Ecuadorian friends, you know, other students, and they didn't know each other. And all of a sudden, two over here and two over here got in a fight, and the big Mexican guys were beating the Ecuadorian guy's ass. I mean, really.
Right. Wow.
Shame. Really.
Was it like a West Side Story?
Yeah, it was kind of like that. It was outside a bar, a parking lot.
Was it a knife?
No knives. It was just like fists. Just
was there snapping?
No snapping. There was, oh, yeah, yeah. There's burros, too.
Oh, really? There was a sound? It was kind of like Anchorman?
Right. Yeah, exactly. So the chota shows up, right? The police officers.
Chota? Yeah. Is that what? I'm sorry, you got to explain.
That's the police officers with their trucks where they start
throwing
people.
Yeah,
the popo.
Popo.
They show up and I'm looking at all. I'm trying to stop the fight. And
right.
Then a cop comes up and then he grabs my arm because he thinks I'm fighting.
Right.
And I said, no, I'm not. And so he was pulling my arm and then he fell down.
Oh.
And then it looked like I pushed him. And so they threw me in the truck. So that's why I got arrested. And they put me not in the student jail. They put me with
the criminals,
the real criminals.
Yeah. So anything bad happen? You get raped?
No. Luckily, I had.
You wouldn't say that.
I wouldn't say it anyways. luckily, I had a pack of cigarettes.
Oh.
And guess what I got arrested for?
What?
For beating up a cop.
So I was a hero in jail. So you had some clout when you went to jail.
Yeah, I had some clout. They gave me the bed. They said, that's yours. They told people, get up. They said, that's your bed.
Did you like walk around all hard?
I was. I ripped my shirt before I went in there.
You ripped your, what, yeah. To look sexy?
No, just to look like I was crazy. I was 19 years old, bro. I was 19.
Wow, I would have been scared.
I was scared.
Oh, I bet. I was scared, man. I've been in jail twice.
So what happened to you? You were jail here, Glendale.
Yeah, I was in Glendale. So if Glendale police, fuck you. Hey, bro, listen up.
I arrest you, bro.
No, the people that arrested me, I was over at the, what's that place called?
Whorehouse?
Yeah, I was at a whorehouse in Glendale. No, I was at a bar.
Spearmint Rhino?
No. I wish I could go to the Spearmint Rhino. I don't have that kind of money. Come on.
Massage?
No massage. No happy endings. There's no happy ending. I was at the Capri Lounge in Glendale.
The Capri Lounge.
Right? Yeah, so I walked out of the Capri Lounge and there's like four cop cars. It was Halloween. My friend was dressed as a ninja. You know, I walked out of the Capri Lounge. Four cop cars. They ambushed us. They railroaded us.
Okay.
Yeah. So anyways, I come out and the cop stops me and says, excuse me, sir, have you been drinking? I was like, yeah, I just walked out of a freaking bar, you know, like.
But you weren't driving, though.
No, I wasn't. Is this a trick question? I don't know how to answer you. Because I respected cops at that time, you know.
Oh.
So then all of a sudden he says, like, all right, well, he's like, you're lying. He's like, well, how are you getting home? I went to my friend who was dressed as a ninja, somehow disappeared.
Yeah.
So anyways, they sat me down. They're all, I look for his friend. They find my friend. My friend was like parked a block away smoking weed. And like waving at me. He thought it was funny that I was talking to the cops.
Uh-huh.
And then finally the cops go over there. They find him and they arrest him. And they arrested him because he had a ninja star on him. You know, that's a lethal weapon.
Yeah, that is. Yeah, you can't have that.
Yeah, but that's bullshit.
All right. No, you can't have those.
Wait, time out. Do you know anybody that's been hit by a ninja star ever?
Yeah.
No, you hang around with ninjas?
Turtles.
Ninja turtles.
They're turtles. They're not ninjas. Everybody thinks they are.
It's stupid. No, so yeah, they arrested me by association because I was with him. So they took me to jail and I was in jail and like the cops were just being dicks. They were like laughing at me. They were laughing at us. And
that guy looks like Carson Daly.
Yeah, it was bad. I couldn't smile at all because I couldn't show my dimples. You know, like they actually didn't put me with the rest of the population, though.
Oh, they didn't. They put you in, you know what?
They were actually cool. That was the one thing I was happy about. Yeah. They gave me my own cell.
They did, huh?
Yeah, I had my own cell. But
they probably thought you were gay.
Oh, fuck you. No offense to the gay people out there, but listen.
No, they're probably, hey, this guy's going to go wild in there. This guy's going to have a field party.
This guy is going to get raped.
We're going to give you your own cell, big dick.
I got green eyes and dimples, yeah, so I didn't want to get screwed a lot. So I was glad I was in there, but at the same time, I don't know if you've ever been locked in a room. Have you ever been locked in a room?
Yeah.
Yeah, you have?
Yeah, I've been locked in a room.
Like a small, like 8x5 room, or it was 5x5 actually.
With white walls?
Yeah, with white walls, and there's no way of getting out. There's no clock.
Yeah, no, I've never been through that.
I was like freaking out in there. I was going claustrophobic in there.
How long were you in there for?
I was in there for 15 hours.
15 hours?
Yeah, that's a long time, man. I don't know about you, but
mine was overnight.
Yeah, I did a lot of push-ups and sit-ups in my room.
You did?
Yeah, exactly. I got a henna tattoo.
Oh, in jail?
Yeah, in jail. I did it myself.
Oh,
yeah. I made some cranberry into wine.
Mr. I don't like tattoos. Yeah.
Henna tattoo. I didn't want to, you know, permanent.
Oh, my.
You know, they take away your shoelaces when you go to jail.
Yeah, because you might hang yourself.
Like, I'm going to hang myself for what I did. Come on. I didn't do anything.
I got to kill myself. I got to get new friends.
Yeah, exactly. Like, oh,
I got to get new friends that don't carry ninja stars.
You know what's funny is when I did get arrested, I wanted to call for help.
Uh-huh.
You know who I called in the backseat of the car?
Ghostbusters?
No.
I'm thinking you're going to set me up. Did you call your mom?
No, everyone always says my mom. Yeah? Like, my mom's going to
help me. Let me guess.
In the back of the squad car.
In the back of the squad car.
I wanted to call for help.
You wanted to call for help?
Yeah. Because what I felt was going on was an injustice against me.
Oh, you wanted to call out for help.
Yeah. But the cops are the ones there. I dialed 911 in the back of the squad car. I got in trouble. I dialed 911. Like, they're like, dude, you can't call.
Oh,
like,
what a punk.
Yeah. Well, I was just like, they're taking me in for no reason. Yeah. Yeah. I called a cab while I was in the back of the squad car. I said, look, there's a cab. Could I go home?
Now, I got a question for you. Now that you brought up 911.
Right.
Okay, I saw this article earlier.
Okay.
And I'm not going to send it to you because you're not going to read it. But
I don't know. Send it to me.
No, I saw this article earlier. And this kid was dying on the field. And the coach called 911. And the 911 operator said, where is your location? And the coach said, Wilmington Middle School. Okay. So right when he said that, I immediately Googled Wilmington Middle School and I got the address. But guess what the 911 operator said?
What?
What's the address, sir?
Yeah.
And he said, what's the address? What's the address? We don't have the address. It's Wilmington Middle School. And you can see he's like urgent. He's urgent.
You need the address here?
No. He thought I need This guy's not even listening.
You need the address? What's the address?
So then what was going on, Rob, was this 911 dispatcher keeps asking for the address, and the coach is like, I don't have the address. And the 911, well, sir, we can't come and find you, sir.
You couldn't Google it? Dispatcher?
That was my thing. Kid died.
The kid died. That's a horrible story.
It's a horrible story, but it's like, look, the newscasters were talking to these supposedly 911 professionals that set up these systems, and they're like, we can't have the dispatchers with the internet because then they won't be doing their job.
Because they'll be on Facebook.
Yeah, they'll be on Facebook not doing their job.
Yeah, they're talking about Facebook. Hey, some bitches, check it out. There's a fire going on over here.
Hey, there's a pimp getting arrested on Hollywood Boulevard.
Exactly. Someone's just calling in right now about a black guy, Dorner.
Can you imagine that? I mean, I thought it was, listening to it was horrible because, I mean.
It's painful, yeah.
Yeah, I can never, I've heard 911 callers reasoning with the people.
Yeah.
But this guy was acting like a dick.
Yeah.
And he should be fired because actually you should have a solution right then and there. And if you don't, you should find it. And you shouldn't argue against somebody who's calling about an emergency.
Yeah, especially about a kid.
Yeah, so that was my rant.
Right. That was your rant.
Rick's rant.
Should I tell you about the second time I went to jail?
Yeah, tell me about the second time.
This is actually embarrassing. I can't believe I'm going to be sharing this right now.
Hey,
this is pretty bad. Listen, I was over at the Oaks, a bar in Sherman Oaks. Have you been there?
Been there, done that, Monday night.
Yeah, late Monday night. It was actually Monday night. It was after a show. I was hanging out with some friends. I was hanging out with a girl, a girlfriend, not like someone I was hooking up with, just a girlfriend.
Girls get you in trouble,
yeah.
Rob.
So there was girls there, these random girls, and they're buying me shots, right? They're like, here. The music's playing in my head. I'm thinking, I'm going to get laid tonight. This is going to be awesome, right?
Everybody.
So I'm doing all of a sudden they're buying me shots of Makers.
Shots of Makers, everybody.
So the night's going crazy, right? All of a sudden, I don't even remember leaving the place.
Oh, that's not good.
I blacked
that's
out.
Not good, Bob.
This is how I woke
Bob.
Up.
Rob, it's
this
not
is,
good.
This is how I woke up, my friend. I woke up over by CBS Studios off of Radford over there.
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. Off of Ventura Boulevard. I woke up walking.
Okay.
I woke up walking. I didn't wake up on the floor. I woke up walking down the middle of the street. It was like a
scene. How do you wake up? Did you take anything else besides beer?
That's why I think. No, I didn't.
Did you smoke anything?
No, I think. I thought for a while that I got roofied. I still kind of feel like I did.
Oh.
But I woke up. It was like a scene from The Hangover because I woke up walking.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, oh, and I see a car.
The Walking Dead?
I was like The Walking Dead down the street. I was and I see a car that looks like mine. So I get in it, right? It's unlocked. I get in it. I just want to sleep. I just like, I lay down. I got like a splitting headache. This guy runs over. He's like, hey, man, you're breaking into my car. You know, and I'm like, oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I walk away. I go grab some food at some bagel place. Uh-huh. I don't have my phone and my keys, by the way. Okay, I'm going to tell you that much. Okay?
You don't have your phone?
I don't have my phone and my keys. I don't know where I'm at.
You told me this story.
Yeah. So I'm walking down the street and all of a sudden the cops pull up like gangbusters.
Uh-huh.
And they're like up against the wall. They arrest me because they said I was breaking into cars. So the guy said that. I'm like, all right, fine. I tell them what happened. I'm like, I was really drunk. Da, da, da. I think I might have got roofied. I don't know what happened. So all of a sudden, I get taken into jail. They hold me in jail for like, I think it was like 5 hours. So I'm like, they let me go sooner than they were supposed to. What was funny was I was in there with like a bum. Like, they let the bum go out first. Like, I was in the bum, just laying there. You know what they had playing on the TV? Deportes, ESPN. I was, like, hoping they put, like, King of Queens on or just something for entertainment value for myself while I'm in jail. Nothing. I had, like, 3 auditions that day. I missed them all. And then I got let go, but I still didn't know where my car was. So then,
how did you finally find it?
I didn't find it.
So you just bought another car?
No. My sister. No, my sister took me to the bar, like, and I went to go look for it, and I couldn't find it. And my sister's like, "Oh my god, you!" I felt like I left, dude. You lost your car, you know? Yeah, dude, I lost my car. Yeah, that's exactly what happened to me. So then she drove me to the area that I was at, like by Skid Row. I mean, not Skid Row, CBS Studios. And I'm over there looking for my car. I can't find it. I had to report the car stolen like that night. I think I went to the downtown comedy club. I think I might have saw you there. Someone gave me a ride and I went down. I had the show to do.
I didn't know you were this wild, Rob.
Yeah. I got nuts. It's embarrassing. Like to tell like even my mom about it or whatever. Like I had to like tell her because I didn't know what to do. I thought like I lost my car. So like this happened on Thursday. Uh-huh. So then Friday happened. Saturday happened. Sunday happened. Finally on Monday, they find my car. And the keys are in it. My cell phone's in it, and it was parked at the Chase Bank on Laurel Canyon, right there.
Okay.
And it was with everything in it.
So that's where you were last.
Yeah,
seen
around that area.
Getting money out.
I must have been walking around somewhere else.
Do you have an account at that bank?
No.
Oh.
So I think I was at someone's house around there, like a girl's house or something like that.
Okay.
And So they found my car, and I had to pay like $300, and I got my car back, but. I lost my freaking car, man.
All over Makers or shots of Makers?
Shots of Makers.
Or roofies.
Well, it could have been roofies. You know what was crazy about it was that the owner of the bar let me go back to the bar and watch videotape of myself.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was almost like a movie scene. Like it was like I was trying to be a detective to figure out what had happened that night.
Oh, okay.
Like I went there.
I started
interviewing people about it. Like I was at the bar hanging out interviewing people. Like I just didn't want to drink. I was so sad. And I saw the video footage of myself and it was like a movie just watching. And I could see myself at the bar and these girls and you could see the girls buying me shots.
Yeah.
You could see me doing shots. You could see me having the greatest time.
You just watched the whole thing. You didn't fast forward it.
I was fast forwarding it like, you know, whatever. And they're like, yeah, whatever. And then at the end of the night.
Did you ever at one moment like stop in and say, hey, who's that girl I'm talking to? I want her number.
Yeah, no, and it was like funny because it was too cute. It was one girl that was chunky and the other girl was really cute.
Okay.
And you could see them leave and then they came back in.
Okay.
You can see, and then they come up. I start talking to them. I'm moving my hands around. I'm talking to them.
Uh-huh.
And then all of a sudden, that was it.
Wow. That's a crazy story. Yeah. That's not embarrassing at all.
You don't think that's embarrassing? I lost my car.
No, you got to listen to the show that Willis and Roe were here.
I lost my freaking car.
I told my similar story of blanking out and waking up at a park. And so you got to listen.
You woke up at a park?
Yeah, you got to listen to the.
I got to listen to the podcast.
How long ago was that? 2-3 weeks ago?
Dude, no. I
crapped in my pants. It was horrible.
You crapped your pants?
Oh, yeah. It was horrible.
That is worse.
Yeah, it was bad. But there were other drugs.
Dude,
involved.
I lost my car.
Yeah.
No, I had my car. Yeah, see? Like, how do you lose your car?
Yeah.
Like, I didn't know how I lost my car. Like, I needed the cops to help me.
Yeah.
It was a
bad night. After that night, things changed in my body. Like, I didn't party that hard anymore after that night. It was really bad.
I've peed.
Yeah.
I've peed in corners of people's places.
Oh, you have?
Yeah,
what
yeah.
A like, jerk.
Yeah. Inside their jerk. Place. I was one time with
That's
this girl.
If I have you over at a party, watch that guy. Don't let. If you see him facing a corner, you go hit him in the back of his head.
But everybody does that, though, you know?
Hey, we got a caller. Who is it? Who do we have here? Hello. You ever pee in the corner of somebody's house? Oh, they hung up? They hung up. But I was going to ask him, you ever peed in somebody's house?
No, I had a friend in college that peed in the hamper, like in his own hamper.
His own hamper?
Yeah, like he just...
Why?
Because he didn't know.
He didn't know he was wasted.
The thing that happens is when you get wasted, you think sometimes you're in the bathroom when you're not.
Yeah.
So, like, I remember I was at a girl's place and I, you know, whatever. I had hooked up with her a couple times. I literally got up, walked to the corner of her room and just started pissing right there on the wall.
Oh, man.
And then she's just like, Rob.
What a jerk. What are you doing, Rob?
I didn't do it on purpose.
I know you're wasted. You're wasted. Wow.
I was wasted.
I've never done that. I've never.
You've never done that.
No, I've pissed like outside in the street in the parking lot. In a bottle. You ever pissed in a bottle?
Oh, all the time.
In the car?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, and then like you ever do like in Dumb and Dumber when he needs more bottles? And you gotta stop.
I've never done the switch.
Oh man, yeah.
I'm actually pretty good at peeing in public.
Of course you are. You pee in somebody's corner of their house, in their living room. Public's probably a walk in the park for you, pal.
No, I'm pretty good at peeing in public. You know what I do? I open the door, right? You're at your car, right? Uh-huh. So you open the door up, and then you just pretend like you're doing something, like looking through your phone. You whip your cock out through the the zipper.
Yeah.
And then you just...
I was talking about this today. It's so weird.
No, you just stand there, and you pretend that you're on your phone looking at stuff. Or what I do, you know what my favorite is? I look at my watch. You know, like, I'm like, oh, you know, maybe grab a newspaper, I'm reading something. Yeah. But you know how...
But there's this, like, long little trail going.
Listen, I'm so good at it. This is what I did. This is one time. I was at Warner Brothers, and this car, a tour bus came by. They did not know I was pissing. Uh-huh. Like, I was... They saw me. I was making eye contact with them. I was pissing, dude. I was going all out. Yeah. I needed to go. I pulled off the side of the road, and I just fucking stood there, and they didn't know I was pissing. It was crazy. Like, I was pretending like I was on my phone. I'm, like, looking like I'm taking pictures. And like, caucus. Hey,
back to the news.
Sorry, man.
No, it's okay. I love your stories. They're great. I really want to... Before we end the show, Pope. The Pope is done, dude.
I know. What were you saying?
The Pope.
Yeah, I know.
He's done.
I know he's done.
This hasn't been done. No other Pope has done this since 1415.
600 years or something like that.
600 years.
Yeah, that's
and
crazy.
This guy's like, hey, peace him out. You think he... Oh, wait. This is what we asked each other earlier. You think he gave it up for Lent?
Yeah. He gave it up for Lent. He gave up being a Catholic or being a Pope for Lent.
I know what I'm giving up. This fucking job.
He's like, screw this. Too much ridicule. No,
they promised me girls. All right.
Yeah. No, I think he's quitting because it's a cover up. It's a cover up to the whole 6,000, the $600 million lawsuit. Uh-huh. Right. You know about that, right? That the church had to give the Vatican or whatever. I don't know. It was like $600 million. And because there were 6,000 cases of molestation.
Yeah.
And it all went down. Mahoney knew about it.
Yeah.
That's why the Cardinal Mahoney stepped down.
Yeah.
He just got a slap on the wrist, though. Yeah. Nothing bad's going to happen to him. And then, they also think that because he was advised by Cardinal Mahoney. And this guy used to be supposedly an ex-Nazi kid or something like that, right?
He's a German guy.
Yeah, he's a German.
Did you see what happened when he announced... When they announced that he was stepping down, there was a big old, and this is on video, okay?
Yeah.
There's a big old lightning striking on top of the Vatican.
No. I don't believe it.
Dude, you got to see.
That's big CGI.
They
did it. What, you think God didn't want
to? No, I don't know what. They just showed a video. They go, this is an irony of what happened when they announced it. This happened, and there was a lightning that struck.
I don't believe
it. Like, right on top.
I don't believe it. No, because I need to see footage of him talking with the lightning at the same time.
No, it wasn't him talking. It was just outside after when he announced. It wasn't when he was talking. It was just they had a camera. They always have a camera outside on the Vatican.
Did it start raining blood and frogs?
No. I think it was just raining... needles.
Raining needles. I don't believe it. I don't know. I think the guy's a piece of shit. I think when children are like number one to me, and I think that if a child's touched, then you're screwing up somebody for the rest of their life.
Yeah. No messing with children. You know what's weird, Rob?
I mean, even prison people.
You know what's weird? A neighbor I used to have.
Yeah?
He's like 70-something years old.
Oh, no. What are you going to tell me?
Yeah.
Dude. Is he like the guy from
They're saying that an 8-year-old kid stepped up and reported 4 years ago that he molested her or touched her inappropriately.
Oh.
Okay, and this is a guy I knew that I used to you know, talk to. He used to come and fix my windows in my house because he was a handyman.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I bet he was a handyman.
Yeah.
Handy guy.
And then.
Was his name Hansy? Yeah. that guy's really handsy. That's just his nickname.
And you know what the other weird part, Rob, is? They were very religious. Okay, so this is where, I don't know if it's true what the kid's saying, but I'm going to go with the kid, but they were very religious. They used to come to my house and pray, like yelling pray. You know when they yell pray, like, ay Dios, Santo María, Cancelificado, que sea, you know, like just doing all that stuff.
Right.
They were doing that in my living room.
Ugh.
Like when I first got my house.
Hansy
when
was?
I first got my house.
Hansy?
Yeah, and his wife.
Right.
Okay, and then I hear this report and I see him on the news. You know, his face on the news.
You saw him on the news?
Yeah. Yeah, the guy's all over the news. Yeah. A neighbor of
did
mine.
Did you ever shake his hand? I hope not.
Many times.
Oh,
bro, many
you shaked Hansy's hand?
Yeah, it's horrible.
Hey, what's he doing over there with those kids? Oh, horrible.
No, I know.
I don't know. I just think with 6,000 priests out there that have pretty much got caught molesting kids and they never lost their jobs.
Yeah.
I don't understand how they can just stand there. That's like the biggest sin of all, you know?
Yes. You know, where are you going to be at, Rob?
Where am I going to be at this week? I'm at the Comedy Store this Saturday at 10 p.m. I'm actually going to be rapping.
You're going to be rapping?
Yeah, I'm doing the Dion Lack, his lactose entertainment.
Okay.
I did a song. And check out, it's already dropped on iTunes.
Okay.
I can say that. That's the first time I've ever said that.
Okay.
But I'm actually on there. It's called The Good Cop, Bad Cop, and I'm the bad cop. And I'm going to be performing it on stage this Saturday at the Comedy Store.
Cool. Anything else coming up?
No, I mean, you know what? I'm going to announce more stuff next week. I got like some gig in Pasadena City College at 12:30 in the afternoon. I'm going to be doing Pasadena like on Thursday.
Oh, cool.
I think.
In the theater?
No, I don't even know. I just got booked. Someone sent me a booking.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Hey, let me know who, because I used to go to that school.
Yeah, yeah. And then I got, we're going to El Paso at the end of the month.
Yeah, we're going, Rob and I, the Izquierda Derecha team, left-right team, is going to El Paso February 27th to March 3rd. So El Paso fans, please help spread the word. We're going to be out there. We want to have some great shows. Wednesday night, we have one. Thursday night, we have another. Then Friday, March 1st, we have two shows. Saturday, two shows. And we're competing with Cedric the Entertainer that night on Saturday night. Did you know that, Rob?
We're competing? I think we're going to lose.
No, yeah, well, I don't know. There's a lot more Latinos.
Oh, so. Latinos?
Yeah,
is that what
we're
it is?
Latinos. We're Latinos, so we got
to... And then I'll be on the 23rd, I'll be in Malibu. I'll give you more details to that.
Awesome.
Awesome. Yeah.
Hey, next Tuesday night, I'm in Irvine Improv. So come check me out. I'm with Vince Royale there. And actually, I think who else is on that show? Not sure. But it's going to be a great show. So Irvine Improv next Tuesday, 8 p.m. Hit me up if you want any tickets. Thank you for tuning in. Happy Valentine's Day. We didn't talk about any Valentine's Day. We didn't talk about any Obama State of the Union speech.
Well, it's happening right now.
It's happening right now. We'll talk about it more next week. We didn't even talk about the Grammys. We were just so... We were so busy with Donald and his sex horses. I want to thank Sean Latham for calling in and all the other people who called in to make the show funny. You've been listening to Is Radio Time. My friend Rob Derocha.
See you later. D-A-R-O-C-H-A. Find me on Facebook and Twitter.
Rick.
Add me on Twitter. If I unfriended you, I'm sorry. I got hacked.
I'm your host, Ricky Skitta. You can find me on rickisfunny.com. Rick, R-I-C-K-I-Z, funny. Thank you very much. Peace. We're out.
Late.